Riders, Rangers, and Rambles, Season 3, with your hosts, Shugen Shinobi, Dawson Ryder, and Jedi Mon, always bringing you the latest toku news in the craziest way possible.
Hello, welcome to our Season 3, Episode 24.
SHFML.
Yep.
Come on, you old bag. It's so funny. I love that part so much. Sorry. Where are we?
Dawson enjoys stealing from old ladies. And from his mom.
Same difference.
All right. Sir,
onto the onesies?
Just real quick, the podcast is back on iTunes.
So stop asking.
Basically, stop asking. I'm still getting questions for it. If you search for it on iTunes, it's not there yet. But if you're already subscribed, all you have to do, it should automatically do it. But go into your podcast and right-click on it and just go to show all available episodes or whatever it is, and they should pop right up. Alternatively, if you go to the Podbean page, I'll just click on add to iTunes, and it'll pop it right up. So,
oh, really? That's good to know. I mean, mine went straight away because I am a loyal RRR listener and host. I listen, like, every so often.
Well, people are like, I can't find you on iTunes. I'm like, well, you should already be subscribed.
Exactly. Lawyered. Those people are stupid.
Like, do you really go to the actual iTunes page and click get episode? Because, I mean, that's just silly.
I mean, that seems like a waste of time when you can do things much simpler. I mean, why wait for the DVD to come out when you can get Netflix? Or you could just get the DVD, like I do.
Or you could just do both.
Or you could just CDs.
Or you could just kill yourself.
CD sets.
RR CDs.
Season sets.
Now that's what I call RR Volume 1.
Oh.
It was like now 42. I'm like, are they being serious?
We need to have Kids Bop RR.
Oh, God.
Kids re-record the podcast.
That would be fantastic. Like, they could just record, like, one of the dirtiest segments we've ever done. Like, maybe that one where we talked about cockgobblers.com or something. Sorry, parents, 10 minutes
Canadian
in.
Canadian sex acts.
They really just want to get the information out there.
Oh, that would be fantastic.
This is the kind of things that I think about. And yes, by that I do mean Canadian sex acts.
Brian, when you and I have kids, can we have permission to use them for that?
Oh, of course.
Sweet.
The ones that don't get shipped to Oki.
Shipped to Oki? Look, I'm good for it. I got a boy on the way in. Take care of the rookie card set? Man, I guess.
This is the part where she gets mad.
Why would she get mad? I mean, she knows you owe Oki your children, right?
Yeah. And one of the figures I'm getting is an SIC, so...
Are the children going to know that they have half-siblings that are half-Japanese bred with a Japanese male? Japanese.
How'd they get half-Japanese?
Because they're Kenji?
Oh, yeah, them. I forgot about the poor little fuckers.
I could just see Brian forgetting about the first kids.
Brian, how could you forget about the little Matsudas? How could you forget about your love children with Kenji?
I was so busy focused on all these toys that I'd forgot my own children.
Sounds about right.
That's the title of Brian's biography.
What?
I'm so busy with toys, I forgot my own children.
It's like an episode of Maury.
I can just see that. Like, we're all on there. Kevin's on there beating Kevin. I mean, Kevin's beating himself.
Whoa.
Kevin's up beating Kevin. Why are you beating him? He didn't do anything. I just like to do it. But Brian's the one that forgot your children. Kevin almost cries if you twist him hard enough. That sounded wrong. Is this even the one-ups anymore?
It was never the one-ups. It was the intro.
Oh, this is a dirty...
Yeah, we haven't even gotten to the onesies yet.
If this is the first episode you've ever listened to, I'm sorry.
I'm not. This is normal.
It's true. This is pretty normal. I mean, having an intro this long isn't that normal, but...
Our intros and outros are, like, the worst. Like, we say all our final thingies before the final thingies. It's like having the cliffhanger in the last act of the movie and then having nothing for the cliffhanger.
Cliffhanger.
Huh? And now it's time for the onesies. Yay, onesies.
Damn it, Gretchen.
Damn it.
Stop trying to make fetch happen.
Damn it, Gretchen. Whore.
Whore. Stop trying to make Sona happen.
Alright, so... Skylanders happened.
Oh. Choose your Skylander.
I got my Tategami Lyo and shit, but that's all up, so you should know that by now. So that was fun. Like, coolest mecha ever and stuff. But so Skylanders happened.
Coolest mecha ever? Me?
You?
And your mom? No.
But,
Bata.
I don't know what she's talking about. So, yes, Skylanders happened on Sunday, and I literally went from, I'm getting everything day one, or at least everything
that was available,
to, I think I'll just get the game and then wait for everything else, to, I'll just wait for Christmas, to,
no, son of
I'm just going to get the Walmart exclusive of the game to make sure I get it, to,
are you serious?
Okay, let's buy the Walmart exclusive of the game and all the other exclusives that are out, plus a couple other odds and ends because I feel like it.
So pretty much the
average
thinking process.
Son of a bitch.
So I got the 3DS game at Walmart to get the glow-in-the-dark cinder. I got the legendary bouncer. That's a stupid name.
That sounds like the legendary bouncer in all the world. He can throw drunks out of clubs like nobody's business.
I got him at Toys R Us with the legendary 3-pack that has Igniter, Slam Bam, and Jetpack in it. So that was at Toys R Us. GameStop had the Chop Chop Shroom Boom. That's a really weird combination.
Shroom Vroom?
Shroom Boom.
Did Ben name these?
I think so. And the golden dragon cannon that's a slight bit more gold than the one that's normal retail, that's a gray color.
Crotch
it's hard to
in
tell
my
the
diaper.
Difference.
So worth it.
But I picked that up at GameStop, and then after hunting around like two targets, I finally found one that had Granite Crusher.
Your mother's sweet ass.
And because Toys R Us was having a buy one, get one 40% off sale, I had to buy more.
When you buy more, you save more.
So I got Lightcore.
When you save more, you buy more.
Prison Break and Drobot, because I like them. And then
he put them in his pants, because that's what the video told him to do.
It really did. I got the 2 3 packs that are out, because saving money by spending money is fun.
Saving money on your Skylander.
We went through this, because when you buy more, you save more. When you save more, you buy more.
By watching Chuck.
But it all starts when you buy more.
So, I haven't played much more than the first level of that, but...
Is it the same?
It plays a lot like the first one, except it's actually, like, has the Skylanders characters in it instead of being, like, these weird, like, gnome people or whatever the fuck.
You loading the game up. Who dat?
Basically fixes all the problems I had with the first one.
And you have to find the other gnomes? That was the game. You found all the names. Congratulations, you won, and then it was over. I'm like, okay.
Yosh, I got the star.
Let's gnoming.
This one actually has Eon and Zim.
So that's what you're talking about the other day when you're like, Eon, I'm like, what is he going to do? He's like, Ben Tennyson, I am you. And then he steals himself.
That whole plot line was really confusing.
Yeah. The funny part is they cleared up all the different versions of things, like with Ben 10,000, but then they made more questions.
Yeah. Like, was Eon always intended to be Ben, or was that just retconned?
I think it was retconned.
Okay.
I mean, I know that Eon wanted to become him, and I think... Because he's not... Yeah, it's not Ben, because he's like a Chronosapien or something like that. That might be the name, species. He's something. Everything's
he's
a sapien. They just add sapien to the end of anything, and it becomes an alien.
He's clockwork?
Next one's going to be Pickle Sapien. It's going to be...
Clockwork's a Chrono Sapien.
Yeah, I don't know what Eon was. I can't remember. Another Chrono Sapien. It's like another Agito, but he got their second, and he was so pissed. Like, he's like, son of a bitch, I was going to be like, first, and then you got it. Well, actually, my sister got it first, so I'm third? Son of a bitch! And that's the story of why Kino was so mad.
Makes sense to me.
You know something awesome? I think you're a dorkwad.
I'm done.
That's a lovely insult. Okay, I think mine will be short.
That's just... It's always short. Oh, you meant your intro. I'm sorry.
Don't you know about shrinkage? That's Seinfeld. I haven't bought anything. I don't have anything on the way. I'm really boring. All I've been doing is homework and Pokemon and watching Buffy and Angel and just being boring. I like strongly resisted the urge to just go be like Zom Skylanders because I kind of have to wait mostly for Christmas because I have like a bazillion games come out and I forgot that I ordered the super special edition of Assassin's Creed that comes out next week, but it has a statue and a flag. I mean, come on.
Son of a bitch. That means it's worth it.
And I still have to pay for... If it has a statue, it's automatically worth it.
Oh, I know.
And then I still have to pay for the Wii U, so I'm like, I have to wait for Christmas. But I've decided I'm going to try to hunt down the exclusives, so I don't have to worry about those. I'm going tomorrow. They'll probably be picked over. So next week's one-ups will be like, I went, and I couldn't find shit. So be prepared.
And then Brian will laugh at you.
That's exactly... Let's plan on that. Next week, same time, same place.
Same bat time, same bat channel.
So that's what I'm doing about that, but I'm excited for the game. I'm also going to get
Adam West
because he's Chroma Stone plus Prison Break.
Chroma Stone.
But yeah, that's about it. And other than Skylanders, there's nothing really else to hunt for, which is sad. So I'm waiting for things to come out.
I keep going shopping, and I don't know why.
I know, I do that all the time. I'm like, except for now, obviously. I'm like, why isn't anything coming out? I want like the new Ben 10 stuff to come out because like Crash Hopper and Forearms from that 6th I need to be out, and I think it's like Spider Monkey and Eagle in the new 4-inch wave. I'm not sure, but
wait, who's in the next wave? Because I heard something about Eagle and Spider Monkey.
Yeah, that's exactly who's in it.
Okay, that's the,
I assume it's on Toy Wiz.
I never look on there.
What bothers me is that I don't know if you guys have seen the toy ad for Omniverse Toys, but when they advertise the feature figures, they advertise feedback and forearms.
Oh, I know.
And I'm like, where are my forearms? You're disappointing me and hundreds of children. So, I want stuff to buy. They also need to come up with that last Kim Crossman figure so I can finish Samurai. So I can use Kim Crossman as the final cross off my list or something like that. I don't know. There's a pun there somewhere.
Hut.
Brian's going to get Megaforce stuff first because he's just going to steal it from the back room.
I'm not supposed to go back there.
They know what you're doing. Then you should go back there, and then when you like open those little flappy doors they have to all stock rooms, the little flute music will go off because you're doing something smart. Oh, man. Good times.
I don't think I understood that at all, but...
No, you didn't.
What flute music, Dawson?
I can't do it. It's so difficult to do. It's from Prison Break. I
mean, you can't just do the flute music.
Is it like...
Flute music to you.
Is it like pan flute music? Like,
well, pan has nothing to do with this. She's too busy with Goku Jr.
What's my grandson? Why is it always grandsons? Like, what happens to the actual parents?
They get killed off. Parents are so scarce in Japan. It's all just grandparents and children.
But then they have to be parents themselves at some point. So how does that work?
Exactly.
My head exploded.
When you can't explain something, you just say exactly. True facts. Why is one of the tags on this stupid figure set 4? Tags 2013, 4. America.
Because they're 4-inch figures.
Oh. Shut up. It's still a funny tag to see. This set brought to you by the number 4.
Okay, Kevin, hurry up so we can continue.
Okay, so I don't think I've bought a whole lot lately. There may be stuff in my mailbox that is undisclosed at this time. Not in the mailbox, in the mail system.
It's so secretive, he's afraid to look at it.
But so there's that going on that I might have bought from, you know, places. My CS Toys box arrived, though. with my rings and my ring expanders, and the LL rings fit my fingers perfectly, and then I feel cool now because I can be a wizard, just like my Patrat. But yeah, I've been playing this Mario Galaxy 2 game.
That's so apparently new.
It came out a while ago. It's new, I hear. I'm all the way at World 4, and I'm just totally poning it. It's fun, though. I'm enjoying it.
The way Kevin plays games is the way Matt finds out about Kamen Rider forms.
Oh my god, guys. There's this new rider coming out. He uses these medals. He's got three of them. All right, Matt, that's cool.
See, the proper joke would have been Forze, because we already know about the new red combo.
Oh, man, you're right. I forgot about that red combo.
I miss Matt.
And both Matt and Kevin's rates are the same rate that Saban's putting out Power Rangers. Everybody's doing it. It's the cool thing to do.
It really is. I don't understand why you're not doing it like that, because it is the cool thing to do, as we said previously. But, no, I don't think I've bought anything else. I think I'm waiting to get totals from Ami Ami and Oki, and that's just going to kill the bank this month. Although Ami Ami screwed up, and because Link was delayed since he's a Figma, they've just...
Burrows!
They're delaying
our... He gorilla'd
our
his way all the way to November.
Oh, Link.
Oh, wait, look at this headline.
How much is that? Link, hit him! Link the Sink!
Link the Sink? What a stupid nickname.
Well, he does throw...
Look at this. Look, this is breaking news. This is so important. Six commenters line up with their bikes for Ultimatum.
Holy shit, the bikes are next to each other too?
Yes.
Son of a bitch.
My head has exploded.
Oh my god.
The funny thing is that's exciting to people. I can drive by a car lot or a motorcycle lot and like, look, just go by a biker bar. Oh my god, it's six motorcycles next to each other.
I was yawning, I'm sorry. So yeah, I think that's the end of the one ups. Let's kill ourselves.
Okay.
Ow. It's not the noises portion yet, guys.
I don't know what's going on.
Okay. So, we got a bunch of toy-related stories because toys are fun. Everybody loves toys, right? Yep.
Yep, I love toys.
Speaking of toys, Dawson, is the right elbow on your SIC Tatobot kind of loose?
No, I don't think so, but I haven't played with them in a while.
Okay. Mine is a little
that's
bit out of
a weird question.
Well, SICs have a tendency to get a little bit loose over time, depending on it. Like, was it loose right away, or did it just happen?
It was right away.
I can check it out later, but as far as I remember.
It's not a big deal.
I know his arms are kind of weird if you don't put the things on them. They're like...
Tatagami!
Like, he's got so much muscles he can't put his arms down.
Right, Tatagami Lyo.
Our first has absolutely nothing to do with Tatagami Lyo.
Or the song?
And has a lot to do with a little bat from Decade.
Little bat?
Oh, Nairo Decado.
Oh, Nairo. So, we finally get a toy of Kivala. Except not the rider, the bat. She's apparently very small because that's how she was in the show, with movable wings and mouth and sounds and lights and like
penis.
21 phrases. I didn't even know she had that many phrases in the show.
I forget her penis.
But oh my god!
Everything has a penis in Kevin's world.
It's a surprise.
So this is retailing for
$6.
6,000 yen?
I was close.
Less than that.
But the exchange rate is approximately $400.
Yeah, something like that. But so that will be released in March but at the same time as the Super Best K-Touch. So more rumors about new Decade movies in March or something. I don't know.
It's going to be Kivala the movie.
Well, that'd be sweet. By sweet, I mean that.
We still wouldn't get a fig art.
Nope.
Because she's not a fan
like
a favorite,
toy
like
picture
not a
on that page. I'm like, oh, their toad's doing a fig art. Look at that. And apparently it's one of them. HDM statue things. And I just cried a little bit. But
why don't they just make her? God.
I don't know.
I want to make with her. Can I make with her?
I want to make with her.
She was pretty hot.
Oh, that's funny.
So you can get your own Kivala bat thing.
Everyone knows Natsuki was hot.
Still don't know why it's so small and so expensive. Apparently it's made of diecast. So.
People say that about your penis, too. I don't know why it's so small.
His penis is made of diecast?
Oh my god, that'd be epic. I mean, not Ryan. That'd be weird.
Ryan would rather his penis be made out of matte finish. That was too much, maybe.
That's totally true.
Too far
yet. Slightly uncomfortable now.
You should Sorry. Be. So, right before, even though this was supposed to be like a big reveal at Tamashii Nation.
Reveal!
It's
so much more exciting.
The latest issue of Figuro has a bunch of pictures of Wizard Flame style figure art.
They also have exclamation points?
Yeah, this one does.
Yes.
Exciting.
Figure arts, Kamen Rider, Wizard Flame style, plus more. Exclamation points.
Plus more.
That's what this
Oh god, no!
Says.
Well, no, I was just thinking, like, his, about the other figure for a second. I was just thinking it was accessories. Like, plus more. You get hands, and you get swords and guns.
You get hands, but do you get a job? Lord. Oh! See what I did there? That was dirty.
So that's here. That'll be released in February at retail. And so then you're thinking, oh, then Water Style must be in March. That would be correct. However, it's a fucking exclusive. Fuck everything.
This stupid little bitch.
This stupid little... Ryder's over after O's for me. Fuck Forza. So,
according to Brian, it was over after O's, and then it got rebooted into Wizard. It came back.
Came back. So, yeah, Water Style is an exclusive in March. Have fun with that.
Okay, yeah, keep going, because you have more to say.
Yeah,
I'll, and after.
Got quite a bit of Tamashii-related shit.
Forgot there was more.
Also in the Figure O issue, they showed the SH Figure Arts Sachiku, for those that are English and don't know what that is. Those are the corporate
I'm not English
from Akiba Ranger, those little
is that what
mask
you meant?
Guys. Sure. Along with Ryuga from Ryuki, for...
Another goddamn exclusive.
Both of those are exclusives for March, by the way. For 4,200 yen for Ryuga, so he probably comes with Drag Blacker like we've seen at the...
He better.
...one Tamashii stage.
Oh my god, you fucking faggot.
And then along with that, there was a little thing
including edit time.
The magazine announcement that says that Rider Man is going to be an exclusive probably in... Yep, in March. Nope. Yep, March. Yeah, you're fucked.
Nope, yep.
Nope, yep.
In addition to the fact that Skydian and Groundian are already listed for March, I want to put that out there.
Yeah, there's that too. Along with Kivala, if you pick up Kivala. And
something we didn't even talk about yet is also in March.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, there's that too. So.
March is gonna suck ass.
It's my birthday and it's still gonna suck
ass. It's gonna suck ass and balls.
I think Bandai has formulated a plan to just take down the entire Toku fandom in March.
We will destroy them.
They're apparently run by the Emperor.
Good, good.
And now, young Toku fan, you will die. Just like Charlie did, apparently, because it's
so,
all Star Wars.
Before we talk about our next story, we'll talk about all of the figure arts first.
Okay, this is what angers me. I realize that Forza figure arts sold for crap.
O's that did, does... too, apparently, but...
What?
I said O's did, too, apparently.
But that does not mean that we need all of... You know, these middle forms to be exclusives. You know, that's just stupid.
Honestly, if Flame Style and Flame Dragon are the only ones to get retail release outside of like the possibility of like an All Dragon or something getting released, whatever Wizard decides to do, I don't know. I would both be A, surprised, and B, extremely pissed.
That's what I was thinking. Like, it's more annoying because we know we have upgraded forms of all the main forms. It's not like right now we just think we're getting, you know, Flame, Water, Land, and Hurricane. It's like we know that they'll have these upgrades, and it's really annoying.
Yeah, it's just a mess. It's just dumb. I'm really not sure why they had to make Rider Man an exclusive, considering that every other Showa Rider has been a retail release, including the stupid Ichigo. This is the thing that's the other thing.
The Ichigo kind of is the kicker here. Just
the Ichigo heebie-jeebies version.
Yeah, Sakura. Yeah.
The Ichigo, and then also not only that, but also things like Wild Tiger Movie Edition. I mean, come on, why is this a retail release, and you're gonna make Rider Man and Water Style exclusives? It's like, oh look, we've lost our priority.
It doesn't seem to be a priority anymore. Like, honestly, the whole Sakurajima Ichigo completely threw me off. Now, I know it's Ichigo, and it'll probably sell because of it, but...
Nothing beats the original.
Wild Tiger Movie Edition really kicks it.
It's like saying something's
going to
sell because it's Tommy.
Like, Wild Tiger Movie Edition is the part where nothing makes sense.
Yeah.
I don't know what their system is anymore.
There is one. That's the problem. There is no... the system for determining what becomes an exclusive and what isn't, except for...
I think they just have two hats on a big conference table with all the names in them. One hat decides when it comes out, and the other one decides if it's going to be exclusive or not.
Yeah, I think they, like, they just draw lots from a hat or something. They,
like,
throw things at a dartboard.
Coins at this point.
Like, they throw things at a dartboard. Like,
okay, Water Style, let's see. Flip a coin. Aw, Tails, it's an exclusive.
Son of a bitch!
And everything's landing Tails these days for whatever reason.
Except for Ichigo, because nothing beats the original.
Like, I think what's going on was just the fact that figure arts were so scarce before that they ramped up production, but they ramped it up so much that now they're overstock. So they're like, oh no, they're not selling. And then, so we get stuck with all these exclusives. I mean, that's fine in Japan. I highly doubt anyone in Japan's really bitching about the fact that things are exclusive. Because A, they can get them shipped to their house. B, it's not that much more than a retail figure art over there. And C, most of the time they end up cheap in hobby shops down there anyway. We don't have that luxury.
They won't sell to us here.
We don't get AmiAmi discounts.
We can't get this in our country.
We can't get it shipped to our house. So we have to go through a middleman that will charge us about $12 more than the actual price. So we just have to tack on all this stuff, and that's why, I mean, we get so upset at exclusives. Japan's probably sitting over there going, who cares? But, like, it's just frustrating for, like, American collectors or even European collectors or anywhere that's not Japan or, like, Hong Kong, that it's just it's a crapshoot, basically. We're fucked.
And the thing is also is that because figure arts have gotten so big now, like, at least the production being ramped up is like they're making more of them and faster now, so the quality's not as good. So when you're getting an exclusive, half the time, the shitty ones I get are exclusives. Like, I'll get an Oki box and an AmiAmi box, and I'll get higher quality ones out of the regular releases than the exclusives, and for some reason I just expect the exclusives to have more work put into them.
They really, like, don't anymore. I don't know why.
Because shit.
Genius.
Yeah, I don't think any of them have a lot of work put into them anymore.
Like, I hate to agree with all the people that are like, oh, figure arts are declining in quality. They kind of are.
Like, I don't agree with the people that are like, oh my god, he doesn't have the paint on this centimeter.
Yeah,
but it's like,
that's stupid.
But it's like the fact that they don't feel heavy anymore and their joints are all messed up and... they're just not the greatest. They're like, oh my god, we can make money, so they started making them all fast. Slow and steady wins the race. Didn't they read that story?
Apparently not.
Nope. Because they're Japan.
So, Tom Machine Nations is next, or this coming weekend. So next episode. That'll be fun to see how many new figures have that little golden seal on them.
All of them?
All of them.
Every single one.
Tom Machine Nations, they announced that all of their brands are becoming exclusive. Online only.
You know what's going to happen next week is I completely forgot what my thought was. Oh, we should play a game where we decide which one of these we're never going to see. or like it's like some sort of point system. Like, all right, now this one I got. How long are we going to see it? A year? 2 years? 6 months? What do you go? It's like an auction. It'd be hilarious.
And like when they've made the conscious decision to make Space Sheriff Gavin an exclusive, that tells me they're not thinking.
Like, that's kind of annoying too, especially considering how, you know, he's got a movie
and
was in GoBusters.
And
honestly, I feel like if they make Type G and he's an exclusive, then everything's just gone to hell.
Everything's gone to hell. I thought everything went to hell when Waterstyle was an exclusive, just because I was used to this system.
Oh, yeah. Like, that's... It honestly really infuriates me.
And what else pisses me off also is there's like a 90% chance of the Wizard mold being, like, jank. Because they always rush out the new Rider mold, even though they have all this time. So it's like, it's going to be different this year. Just believe!
The prototype's already kind of obnoxious. Someone pointed out, now I can't unsee it. It kind of looks like he's a nerd that wears his pants really high and then wears a belt. Like, the belt is so up there. He's got, like, mass amounts of crotch.
Figure arts Urkel.
And the belt
I want
is
mass
just,
amounts of wizard crotch.
The belt I want mass
is
amounts
so
of Urkel.
Far up towards his chest, and the chest mold is just so small that it looks really weird. But
not to mention his legs will probably be loose.
Something will be loose.
Yeah.
Probably that's his mother.
Not his pants. He's got them strung up.
Yep.
No, there's no figure arts thing here. I was going to go look at it and see if I could see it, but...
I was looking at the ones in the thread.
Oh, I don't want to go there. But I don't know. I'd have to look at them again, but it's just irritating. It's honestly irritating. Ryug is an exclusive. Like, see that Sachiku thing from Akiba Ranger? I expect that kind of thing to be an exclusive, because it's like, okay, it's just kind of there.
I was questioning it just considering that the fact that all three Akiba Rangers were released.
And we've seen Malshina, or at least heard of her, and no release date. They're like, hey, look, we're going to make her. Oh, yeah, the worker guys are coming out first, because that's how we roll.
That makes sense.
Well, they've done that with everything, though.
That's how they do everything. Like, Tom Machine Nations, here's 20 new figures that'll be coming your way. Next figure announces something we've never seen in any show ever. It's like, what the hell?
We still don't know where Saga and G3 Mild are.
I forgot about Saga.
Exactly. We've also seen Abyss. He's gone.
He fell into the abyss.
Oh god! And he took everyone else with him.
Who are the other
Garuruma? Metal Garuruma.
Like there are all these figures there. They're all gone. They never are coming back. Max Kabuto, Kuga's bike.
The Revel Gary. I think they just thought that was a bad idea.
Bokengers and Deca Rangers and Aka Ranger.
But Decker Green was
mask,
just revealed.
Walls Gill, Rio and Mere.
No,
I think if I keep going on, I'm going to make Dawson sad.
Probably.
I'm already sad.
I'm upset because the blue one's an exclusive. I'm like, no, it's the blue one. I like blue. You can't do this to me. Blue's my color.
Alright, so on top of all the horrifying figure arts news, we do have new pics of the SIC O's got to keep
your mom. Your mama.
Which is also an exclusive. So there's that, it has effect parts and all that fun stuff. The O's effect part set, because that's where we're at in life, where everything is an effect part set.
Whatever happened to that good idea they had with Momotaros, where they're like, deluxe set and regular, why don't they try that again?
I don't know.
That would be nice.
But this includes a purple-eyes Tatoba head, a slash effect for the Metal Gelliber, the three-ring kick effect for Tatoba's Rider Kick. An Ankh hand that has a metal holder and popsicles and basically and all the stuff that the figure art had. And a ring, or not a ring holder, God. A metal holder.
Holy crap. That's a pretty cool Ankh.
So we got
Ankh.
We got all that. And then we have a Kiwami Tamashi Tri Chaser
to go with your Kuga. Jesus.
Nope.
Let's look at these rumors.
My Kuga's going on foot.
Spoilers, it's not rumors, it's only one name.
I thought that purple O's head came with one of the greeds. Or is that just a rumor?
That was the figure art.
Yeah, it came with Edgy.
Why did they get another one? Do I need two of them? Am I going to have a two-headed O's?
SIC.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was focused on the purple head thing.
Yes, folks, he's stupid.
What?
Oh, God.
Well, I couldn't remember what that came with, too, because what was it originally rumored to come with? Like, Birth Prototype?
Yeah,
and then that got canceled, so I was like, well, maybe it got canceled again. I was just sitting there thinking about that the whole time.
I totally figured it was going to come with a goddamn zone.
Figure. Yeah, figure. I'm surprised it didn't. Like, that was a wasted opportunity for them.
I wouldn't have really cared, given how floppy the original Taco Bell was.
Actually, that would have been nice if they did that and actually released, like, a whole figure with a different head and then, like, some sort of O's effect parts that, like, you see at those shows and stuff.
Yeah.
At least to make it worthwhile.
So we got those, and then last but not those. Last but not least, because Pokemon is awesome, they have announced that they are going to do some Pokemon toys in the D-Arts line, because, you know, the D-Arts line isn't packed enough with Persona and Mega Man and Digimon and Metabots and
your mom
Metabots and whatever the hell else is in that line. That's not enough. They need Pokemon in there, too.
Pokemon!
It's a battle, win or lose. It's the friends you make. It's the road you choose.
Yep.
Yeah.
So only this from Mewtwo.
Will, of course, be released in March, but look to be a retail release. I hope it's a retail release anyway. So we have Mewtwo. Not sure why they start with Mewtwo, other than the fact that he's the first legendary.
First!
Well, technically, the birds are the first legendary, but...
What?
The birds are the first legendary?
Yeah, fair enough.
I think it's because he's the moist. He's moist.
Moist.
I think,
ooh, me too.
I think it's because he's the most humanoid, so...
Yeah.
Well, there's that. And he was the star of the first movie.
First!
Yeah, I was wondering if they were going to try to do a lot of the movie characters, just because Japan does that a lot.
Figure Arts Lucario would be awesome. I mean, D-Arts, sorry. Anything that says arts is a figure art, I'm sorry.
So he comes with effect parts, a Pokeball Tamashi stage, which actually looks really cool.
Yes, it does.
It's the coolest Tamashi stage of all time.
Probably, because it's a Pokeball.
Ever. And
if this is right, he actually comes with like a D-Arts Zero that doesn't actually exist, but a little Mew thing.
He looks like his arms and legs can move. Shut up.
Mew? Oh, can they? Probably.
He's it looks like they can.
They're probably
5.
As articulate as the Jack-specific figures.
D-Arts 0.5.
But,
whatever that means.
Just, like, little swivel joints. They don't actually...
Oh, yeah, like, that's, I mean, that's what I'm sure it'll be, but...
Actually, he's just gonna come with that Burger King toy with the light-up eyes.
I love that toy.
They got leftovers.
Oh, I still have that. I love it. It's a little pink ball.
I opened it, and it was a pink ball, and I started flipping out. I'm like, it's Mew!
So exciting. Oh, childhood.
God, I missed that. That was fun.
I know.
Fast food places
I miss finding
every other
pink
day.
Balls in my
and
fast.
Then some idiot let their kid, infant child, play with a Pokeball in bed and he suffocated himself because he was stupid.
That was then pretty cool, like, actually, because you came in and got free fries for like every Pokeball you had.
For suffocating? Or just in general? Just
well, it was a recall.
Yeah, they recalled all the balls
they
because they're like, oh, some idiot let their kid die.
Some idiot deep throated a Pokeball. Like, fucking idiots.
Some idiot deep throated a Pokeball.
Like, how the hell? Like, I could see like a tiny figure and trying to swallow it, but those things were. Lord.
Well, like, their child put it over, like, their face and suffocated.
What was it? A preemie? What the hell? Oh, this is silliness. I get.
So, like, you can't have Pokeballs in your toys anymore, but I'm like, I want Pokeballs. What good is having a Pokemon without a Pokeball to put it in?
Whoop, whoop.
Exactly. Whoop, whoop.
So that'll be released in March, obviously. Like
whoop,
said,
whoop.
Nothing else ever.
3,800 yen, but that's before AmiAmi discounts and such, so. Whoop, whoop.
Shoop da whoop.
Shoop da whoop.
Okay, move along.
My turn?
Yep.
Okay, yes. So now we have some even more exciting news here. I mean, at first I didn't think this news was very exciting, but it has an exclamation point at the end, so now I found out it is exciting. but a mock-up sort of these Megaforce 6-pack, but in Samurai packaging.
Alcove. That's what I have to do.
Super Samurai Ranger team, but they put the Megaforce figures in there instead. Now, what I'm thinking is that what happened is a similar thing that happens with the Megaforce trailers and the Digimon trailers, is they just don't know what the hell they're doing. And they just put anything wherever they feel like it. So, but it's exciting, rest assured. It says, it's got exclamation points. Like, new Power Rangers Megaforce action figure mock-up! Like, I'm so excited. Aren't you guys excited?
Yeah.
So, well, the comment I have is, I know Brian is hoping this set comes through, hopefully in the right packaging, because it'll be easier to stuff one thing in his pants instead of six. The policy said you can shove one thing in your pants, but not six.
The video only showed me how to stuff one thing in my pants, so...
I have a lot of things I stuff in my pants.
I don't know how to stuff more in my pants.
There's a lot of things I stuff in my pants.
The video only taught me how to smuggle a Wii game. It didn't say how, how to smuggle figures. I'll have to figure that out on my own.
What I want to know is, how do I smuggle you into my pants?
All you have to do is ask.
Very carefully.
Oh, sweet. Brian, can I smuggle you into my pants?
Yes. Any day.
Yes!
So, as with every other time we've talked about these figures, like, for billions of years now, it seems...
For 10,000 years, everything happens in that time period.
They're cool. Looking forward to when they actually come out. If they do come out as a pack, I don't mind picking it up because it's usually a little bit cheaper, plus 10% discount and stuff. But fun times, yeah, whatever. Let's talk about Disney robots.
Okay, so this... You want to see something coming out in March, here's your toy.
Oh my god, I forgot this was coming out in March, too.
That's what I was talking about earlier when I said the thing you're talking about next, because I forgot that wasn't next. So, right, if you thought that you had cool combiner robots made by Bandai in the past, you were wrong, because you don't have this. All right. Now, what this is it's Tamashii at Bandai and Disney, and they have an orgy, right? And so they got this, like, Chogokin, Chogatai King Robo, Mickey, and Friends, right? So basically, it's if you, like, took those Disney-labeled Transformers and then made them into something cool, you get this. So it's a big combiner robot. Now, what makes up this combiner robot, you ask? I will tell you. I will tell you right fucking now, all right? So you have Land Goofy. He's the right leg. It's Goofy, a big Goofy robot, right? Like, yeah, Goofy. Then you have Dash Pluto with dog kennel, with a little house that has a P on it for Pluto. That's the left leg, right? So now I got the legs. Then you have Jet Mickey. It's like the waist, the big Mickey head on the front of this damn robot, some M's.
I call him Jicky. Jet Mickey. Huh? I'll stop.
Thank you. Then we have Sky Mini. Now, right now, we had Jet Mickey. It's a Mickey. It's a jet. This is Sky Mini. She's like a plane, too, but a different kind of plane. She's also like this upper body torso thing and just molds together into a giant orgy. Then you have Aqua Daisy. So it's Daisy. She does water things. She's the left arm. And you have Diver Donald. I guess it's like a Donald submarine or something.
Doing this little Donald shit. Sorry. Mm-hmm. I wanted to make that joke.
That's the right arm, right? So now what's the head, you ask? It's Ace Willy, okay? The boat from Steamboat Willie. It's got the little Mickey Mouse face plastered on the front of it. And it all combines together in this big-ass robot, right? And you can see little pictures of all the different ones. And it looks like when you see Mickey, there's two shots of Mickey. One appears to have a little tiny Mickey pilot inside of it. The other just shows Mickey Mouse eyes. So I'm not quite sure how that works, but it looks awesome. And I hope they all have little pilots because that'd be so cool. Right? So all these robots are bots looking like, you know, little characters, but cool. And then we see a picture of them all in like little colored outfits. They each outfit has a little thing with the like their initial on it, and so they're all neat like that. That's coming out in March for 12,800 yen. There's no word yet if that is a retail item or if it's an exclusive. We don't know yet, but it looks so cool, and I want one. Like now, I want one now.
I'm with Kevin. I want this so hard. You have no idea. I mean, this combines like everything I like in the world. I mean, like Disney robots, combiners, Transformers, Megazords, whatever. I don't care what you call them. It's just epic. All rolled into one. And I mean, it looks cool. It's Shogokin, so it's going to be a bunch of diecast. And when you consider how much diecast is probably going to be used in it, plus the fact that you're getting so many little individual robots, plus an awesome-looking end robot, the price tag isn't actually that much. I mean, the Fall of Cybertron Bruticus at Comic-Con was about $100, and that was for crappy plastic toys. And so about $150 for this one really isn't all that bad.
And plus, too, if you figure the AmiAmi discount in, if it's a retail,
yeah,
you get like 25% off of that bitch, comes out in like 9,600 yen.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
Definitely worth it then.
That's like $40 off.
About the same as the Z-Kun discount was.
Yeah, so I'm definitely like excited about that and looking forward to it just because it seems like it's awesome. And the like Brian said with the Chogokin and the diecast, it's going to be even cooler. Although, do you know how heavy that shit's going to be? Like,
oh, yeah.
But I don't care. I don't care. I need that, right? I need that shit.
Like I seen it, and the first thing out of my mouth was, I need this.
I know. I saw it. I'm like, is this real? I want this. How do I get this? What do I do with it? How do I get it? Give it to me now. Someone.
Like, I started reading what Kana I could on that page to find out more about it. I'm like, what is it? What is it? I need it. It told me pretty much nothing, but I want this Disney Sentai to happen. Like,
I know.
Down here at the bottom, I want this.
Like, they're so cool. And they need to have weird Japanese voices that we can subtitle, just because it'll be funny to hear them speak Japanese. Goofy, like...
I've watched enough Kingdom Hearts trailers in Japanese to know that this would end deliciously. I don't know why I used
delicious.
That. Why
this is like a good catchphrase for Brian. This will end deliciously.
That's like silent phrase. Oh, God.
Food, oh, God. Brian's a Disney connoisseur.
This is a delicious combination. Here we go.
Oh, fuck. But yeah, pretty cool.
I know. I don't think I've been this That's excited about seeing Brian with pants on in quite some time. Wait, did I say that out loud?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, good.
This reminds me of how awesome I thought the Disney label Mickey was.
What about Donald? Yeah. This little Donald shit, remember?
Donald and Buzz just weren't as good as Mickey was.
Did you ever get Buzz?
Yeah, I got Buzz.
Yeah, I got Buzz too. Yeah, I mean, they were fun, but I mean, Mickey was just so cool because he was like Optimus.
Yeah, mostly because he was Optimus Prime too.
And then Donald was just kind of there. Being fake bumblebee-ish.
Like, so he's Brian trying really hard to be a bumblebee, but he's just failing pretty hard.
And then Buzz Lightyear was there, and he's like, I'm not really a Transformer, I just turned into my spaceship. And I'm like, okay.
Okay, you ruined.
You are a sad, strange little toy.
You ruined Disney label. By not being related to Transformers at all. I was like, I think there was one of you in the actual Toy Story toy line.
Oh, well.
So, next story, yay. That's you.
Me? So, or him?
It's the Drago timer, unless you wanted to leave.
Oh. Okay. So, I'm sorry.
I can't see who you're pointing at.
I know. Like, it's you. Both of us sit here waiting to see the other one talk.
I knew it was Kevin because mine's last.
Okay, so remember that Drago timer thing we talked about before? Me either.
No.
But we got the rest of the scan, right? Now, the first half is this left picture here with the little thing on your wrist and all these rings. Now, the other side shows what it actually does, which is apparently that, like, you, you pull the lever, the clock hands move, and then depending on when the lever is pulled again, a different style gets a power-up. And then the order is Flame Dragon, Water Dragon, Hurricane Dragon, and Land Dragon. I'm not sure. I assume that's true. And then if the clock hand goes all the way around, there's two possible effects. Pulling it again does something, which we can't tell because the scan is blurry, but it appears to involve all four dragon styles. Setting it on the belt causes something to exclaim all dragon, and flame dragon style we power it up to all dragon style, which is what we saw with the WAP figures of the dragon forms, when you take all the little dragon parts and stick them onto one person. The bottom of that scan shows pretty much the rest of the rings, the rest of the ability rings as well. You can see the 5 ring there, the timer ring, and the Forze ring from that set. You see the Play Monster rings as well as Beasts rings. So now you can see like all the rings, and there's a lot of them, and you're going, oh my god, I have to buy all this? I am frightened out of my mind. Maybe that's just me, I don't know. But Drago Timer does stuff, which means it'll probably be in the show and do things. And
what do you mean by probably be in the show? Of course it's going to be in the show.
Okay.
This is a Bandai of America.
Yeah, say this. I knew you were going to say this. Bandai sold, during the run of a certain program that y'all didn't watch, an item called the Gosei microphone, whose only real appearance was when they were singing at the end of the show. In the end.
It's still in the show. You don't see the Power Rangers singing and dancing with all the bikes and shit that don't come out.
That would actually be quite entertaining. Silly and stupid and pointless, but entertaining. But you know what I'm saying? Like that didn't actually do anything except just be there to like, look, we're selling another toy. Buy this, please.
This is true.
Like, this is actually gonna do stuff. Possibly.
It's gonna do stuff.
Yeah. It's
critics agree.
With your mom.
That's gross. I don't want it now. I don't want it in my house.
I don't know how to feel about it, but I'm still waiting for someone to tell me how I feel. Brian, how do I feel?
Fantastic.
Absolutely fantastic.
Look, it's those guys from Mario Sunshine. They're here in this galaxy. Whatever their names are. They're like fake Hawaiians.
Hawaiians.
Huh?
Huh?
Huh? Huh? Next story.
That's not me.
Still Kevin.
Really? How did I not get told about this?
You got to meet him once. Anchor.
Wait. Oh, I'm doing the movie War. Oh my god. Okay. So, remember that movie we're all excited about, where the Forze cast comes back? Yeah, we're not excited either. But pretend you are. This is gonna tell us what's happening with Amano Gawa and the Kamen Rider Club.
OMG.
Exactly. So, this is for that movie, Tyson Ultimatum. So first, look, there's a picture. It's a scan. It's not in my hand. It's got
Reed. You know what? We all make mistakes. Some more than others.
Okay. Now, we already know that Gintaro is a teacher somehow at Amano Gawa. Kengo studies cosmic energy. Yuki is tormenting aliens as an astronaut. And Ryusei is busy being an Interpol agent with that chick from the movie in South America. He's trying to find where Mati went after Captain Planet ended. Now, Figuro is telling us that Tomoko, my friend the ring girl, who is awesome and adorable, has become a published novelist. Jake the homo is a journalist. Miyu is a model, and she probably just goes, oops, the whole time, and it's just annoying. And then Shun is a professional American football player. I'd love to know for which team.
Because everybody's dreams come true.
Exactly. next.
Lies.
It reminds me of Tasha's stand-up speech. I'm going to tell the truth. There's felons here. We're going to die in a DUI tonight.
It's like when they asked him to speak at a graduation. They're like, we didn't think you were going to say that. Really?
That's true.
Okay, so I can't keep a straight face anymore. So here's this young lady here in a school uniform. Looks like she's holding something to pleasure herself with, and she's got a little mini Hayabusa-kun. Now, there's some changes at the high school. It says the reformed space Kamen Rider Club has one member, Miyoko Oki, played by Rika Adachi. And then the club advisor is now Gintaro himself. I guess the Spenders guy didn't want to come back for the movie. as the they didn't pay him enough or something. There's only two members.
He's too busy
club.
Living his life as a secret sex model or whatever the hell he does.
They maintain a friendly rapport and even have nicknames for each other. Gintaro calling her Myopi?
Myopi, I think. It was
and
apparently
she calls
a character in Inazuman or whatever.
And she calls him Genchan, because that's a clever nickname no one's thought of before.
It's original.
Next, we have a picture of some chick who looks like fake Miyu, some frightening like man, she-man thing on the right. I don't know if that's a dude or what the hell is that. Dude. There's some guy who looks like he's like some kind of a mix between Kengo and Ryusei, only uglier and stupider. And then this big fat guy who's like, look at me, I'm Big Show, I'm a wrestler. I'm like, oh, okay. This is a much more popular clique in Amanogawa is the Monster Alliance. It does sound cooler than Kamen Rider Club. Whose members are Daita Kondo, that's Big Show, Jiro Kazeda, Kenta Suga, that's the little weird looking like clone of Ryusei and Kengo, Rumi Tomaki, that's played by Kasumi Yamaya, that's the fake Miyu bitch, and Shikao Nezu. Look, they didn't even know if it's a man or a woman.
Shikao.
In a similar fashion to the Kamen Rider Club, they all are homages to the original characters from the Inazuman series. They want to create a superior form of life to inhabit the Earth in the future.
But it got replaced by Flygon.
Isn't that Zodiarts? Jiro Kazeda also has the ability. Okay, so that who's that? That's
the
dude.
The
okay.
Second one.
To transform into Tsunagi Man when he says, "Go Riki Shorai," or summon might power. Then there's a picture of that. I guess that's him. That's the Sonigi Man. And then there's this gentleman who's. I guess he's having stomach problems. I don't know what's wrong with him, but he's got sunglasses on. And he's trying to be the Red Eyes Man, but he can't handle it quite well. It's probably why he's got indigestion or something. Monster Alliance's benefactor.
It's the stress of trying to live up to that.
Is Kagehito Banba. Is that like Big One? Because that's his name was Banba. Played by Toshiya Toyama, who developed the device to enhance Sanagiman's Esp powers called the Zebar. That's neat. Of course, and then let me see the Zodiar here with Sanagiman. Of course, Sanagiman is not the only villain of the Forza segment. He's going to be joined by the Hercules Zodiar.
It's made by Eddie Murphy. Sorry.
This Zodiar appears to share some abilities with the horoscopes and can summon dust stars because we just needed to bring the grunts back and the horoscopes are all dead. The characters of Haruka Utsugi, who is now Nagasawa, Hurricane Blue, Mr. Murata, who the fuck is that? Is that alternative?
Who that?
Hello?
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
I think you're just speaking Japanese. There's so many of these damn names.
Played by Satoshi Murata and the new principal, Takeshi Satake.
It should be Blade.
Jinbo Satoshi. I don't know who the hell that is.
Jinbo?
Oh, Satoshi, okay, Satoshi is Ash.
Hajime. Look at Hajime now.
Will also be making an appearance. Then there's this chick with a necklace. It says, onto the wizard segment, responding to a device that keeps spawning monsters, presumably built by Aku Miser. What the hell is that? Aku Miser. Whatever. And journeys to the underworld to investigate whether this is somebody's own underworld or if in this film the underworld is a separate realm is unknown. Well, that sounds like fun. Anyway, things go awry and Haruto and company find themselves at Yu...
Shit, I hate when things go awry. It's so stressful.
At Yu Uemura's birthday party. Yu Uemura is Poitrine? What the...
That's the okay. Magic chick.
Poirot. Okay, Poirot's identity in this
magic
film.
Bitch?
And when... No, not... That's someone else. And when ghouls begin to attack her guests, she transforms using her pendant by saying whatever Sailor Moon says. I don't know. I'm pretty sure that's what this is, Sailor Moon. I don't know.
Is this the plot to the movie Twitches?
I think she's Sailor Moon. I don't know. This is Cosmo Magic Metamorpho. This is stupid. Cosmo Magic Metamorpho. She uses the magic of Cosmo Magazine to change. Okay. So she's going to give out sex tips. That's cool. And give out confessions. Those are funny. Her name also contains a reference to the original Poitrine, Yuko Murakami. As I said, Kaka. As they are made up of the same kanji, just in a different order. Oh, that's fun. Meanwhile, Rinko and Shunpei, Dawson, those are the side characters in the show. Try and assist those caught in the battle. The voice of Wise Man will also be appearing, played by Toshio Furukawa.
I'm pretty sure I didn't understand 50% of what you just said. You were like, BGDBDBGV is now the director of Pants, and Yumasibi Snoobs polishes his shoes. I'm like, what?
You want to know the secret? I didn't understand about 50% of what I just said.
How many characters are there? It sounds like another movie that's jam-packed full of shit.
This is another one of those movies that is using all these old people that nobody cares about.
Because we got Poitrine and Tsunagimon and possibly Inazuman if he shows up. And Aku Miser. And I don't know any of these things. I watch Sentai and Rider. That's it. That's all I know.
It's all going to be fine, though, because Gavin the bikes is. Are going to be next to each other. The bikes, man.
This is
like,
true.
I'm sorry, but people can sit there and go and like freak about it all they want. There is nothing about this that excites me. Like, oh my god, like douchebag O'Houlihan's in this movie? Yes! I don't know who that is. Why should I care that he's in this movie? I don't...
Like even
but he was he was another hero from back in the day of the 70s when the effects and costumes were shit. Like, I don't care.
It's like, even if we knew who they were, I wouldn't be excited because it's just making for more of a messy movie. It's like all of a sudden, like let's say in 5 years we have a Power Rangers, Power Rider team up, and all of a sudden they decide to put the Beetleborgs and VR Troopers in it. And it's like, oh my god, it's exciting because they're old. No, you're just going to make the movie more messy. You already made it messy by inventing Power Rider. Sorry, I was talking about future events. But I mean, you know what I mean. It's like, I don't know who they are, so I'm automatically not excited. But even if I did, I just think it clutters the movie up. When you're trying to do too many things at once, it prevents you from doing things that are at least enjoyable.
Like, I just don't understand why we just can't have a Wizard and Writer movie and no one else extra.
And you know who it would feature? Do you know who it would feature? I know this is a new idea. Wizard and Forze.
Really?
Wrap that around your head. The Wizard and Forze movie would have Wizard and Forze star in it.
So in about a 90 or so minute movie, you got three parts.
All these fuckers, probably. That's what you have.
And then so you've
got, yeah, obviously.
You've got Forze, Meteor, Wizard, Poitrine, Tsunagimon, all of these side kids and villains.
Side kids.
And then you've got Double and O's and Bert
and Axel and Birth.
Excel somewhere in this mess. And, oh, don't forget that chick from the Forze movie that we haven't seen yet.
Don't forget the chick from the pilot.
Oh, and Nadashiko, because she's a fan favorite.
She's a fan favorite. That's actually the redesign for Goop. It's been kept under wraps.
So you've got all these characters in a 90-minute movie that we don't really need to know about. It just, it's very, I don't know. These movie war shits don't even excite me anymore. I kind of wish they would just go the fuck away. But
I think the last one I actually looked forward to at the beginning was the DK double one, just because of the DK trailer that was like, oh my god, it's going to be awesome.
I think that's what put the bad taste in my mouth, because it was nothing like that trailer.
I know, and then after that, it was just all shit. I think actually the best thing I've gotten out of the movie wars, I think, was the O's portion of the last movie.
Yeah,
Mega Max. That was really good. That was basically O's Returns.
Yeah, like, because I liked that part where it, like, you know, expanded on the universe. I mean, the way they crossed over wasn't terrible, but, like, everything else just wasn't that great. But I like that the O's part felt like a true continuation of it.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, this is kind of like Forza Returns, except nobody cares.
Except 5 years in the future. And they still probably haven't found the presenters yet, so fuck them.
They're still looking. I don't think they exist. What about, was that portion where we had, like, the BNB, was that in a movie war movie?
Yeah, that was.
Yeah, that was the double portion of a movie war.
Okay, so that was a decent part, too. But see, they're all unrelated to the crossovers. No one else has a BNB.
No one else even knows what a BNB is.
Everybody's got to have their begins night building. It's where your story starts. Click, click, click.
Click, click, click. So, are we ready to just move along?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sounds good to me. So, now onto something that apparently only I care about, according to certain people in this show.
Well, you do only care about it.
Garo is returning for a third, I don't want to say season, a series? Series, we'll go with series. So the series is going to be called Garo, the One Who Shines in the Darkness, and will feature none of the old characters. Hooray. So none of the characters are returning. We do have Gokai Silver's actor is going to be one of the main characters, and a bunch of people. I have no idea who they are. And that's going to air next year sometime. I don't know when. There's no date in this story, so... There's not even a trailer. There's just an announcement. There's a trailer for the next movie. That's about all that's in here. I'm just excited.
It's about all. No one cares.
So
I can buy more Makai Kato figures, I guess.
So is it like... are the characters going to be related to the old series, or is it just like a
reboot? I mean, I guess they could still appear. They're just like, not main cast.
Okay, I was wondering if like maybe it's like a new universe or a new... Like, just a new cast?
I would venture to say it's probably going to be kind of like finding the next Garo or something.
Okay.
I don't know. But just the fact that Garo's still going to be there.
It's like Garo Beyond. He's going to have wings.
Yeah.
Maybe he had wings already. I don't know.
I think he had, like, two different sets of wings.
Oh, he's got techno wings.
So much weird shit happens in the Garo movies, I lost track.
And he can listen to people's conversation by putting his finger on the window. That's high tech. And they got cell phones that are like bricks. We didn't want to go too high tech. If only they knew. Yeah, because we're worried about the future being wrong, because in the future there's totally going to be Batman.
That's a very good point.
Like in the future when the new Batman appears, we don't want the technology to be ridiculous. Is there a Batman right now?
I am Batman.
Wow. So anyway, yay Garo. Okay.
Yay.
Yay Batman.
Last story.
It's me. Yes, I'm last. I love being last, not really. Okay, so we got some hashtag mega excitement. This also has exclamation points, even more exciting. So we got the official Megaforce teaser 2. Also known as Ghost Ager footage mixed with some music and a Gokaio. It's not that different from the Saban one the Saban panel at Morphicon. It's got
also not that exciting.
Yeah, it's got a couple different clips. Still got the same little like cards in the middle, or not cards, or whatever effects in the middle. Like, it's Mega, Zords, and yeah, we know. We've done this for like 20 years. And then they have, like, instead of the Legend War, you got Gokaio. I honestly think they're mixing up the footage. I told this to Brian yesterday. I think that the next teasers, we're going to see footage from Cross Wars 2 in the Megaforce trailer. And then we're going to see the Legend War footage in the Digimon Fusion trailer. I think their footage department just, like, just don't know what they're doing. They're just like, just put these pieces of footage together and just write Mega in the middle, and it'll be exciting. Trust me. That's how we're writing the show. So, nothing really that exciting. I kind of... The one that'll probably excite me the most is when they eventually get a... just some sort of footage of, like,
something with the actors.
Yeah, either the actors.
Sierra Hana.
Or maybe even, like, some, you know, actual, like, Aro stunt footage or something that just doesn't look like, hey, look, this could have been made by any fan.
Right.
Like, if you were to release this without, like, all this, oh, official
just
reveal.
Just to say things that were made by a fan, Fury Diamond and stuff put together a fan trailer based upon what he saw at the licensing expo. And it was almost exactly like this. So
yeah.
Just to show that it's something that a fan could make, he proved it.
Yeah, because, like, if I would have seen this, like, months ago, like, before any announcements, and they wouldn't have, like, all this official revealed stuff, I would just think, oh, this is something made by a fan. I think the coolest teaser I've seen was made by somebody. I think the video was titled, like, Come At Me, Saban Brands, or something.
It was Space Rider Flubber or whatever, new guy.
Flubber? It was made by Flubber?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that was a cool video. Like, I like how...
Flubber?
Like,
it's the same guy that made the Megaforce video game.
Oh, yeah. That was cool. So I liked his little trailer, because I like how he intercut, like, the communicator sound with some, like, battle
I
scene.
I like my cock.
I don't know, just neat.
Yep.
But, yeah.
But, there's not much here. The Gokaio thing, like, it's just... I mean, I guess it could be teasing at the fact that at the end of the first series, the Gokaiders might come in some aspect, but...
They'll magically transform from angels to pirates.
Just looking at that trailer, it just kind of screams error.
Like, it does.
Because he's only in it for that one moment.
Like, if they were to have, like, a little teaser, like, of the silhouetted Gokaiders, or maybe show some of the Zangak or something, and have multiple different clips from it, but it's just that one thing, it's like a mistake.
Yeah. Like, that's the only thing that screams mistake, is it, that's the only time anything Gokaiders in there.
No Kaiger 2013.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Eagleardo's on our side.
Oh, good. I like him. He makes cool things.
How do I know that he's worthwhile? The people in the Toku community suck ass. Is he okay? I don't know. But what proof do I have? I gotta take Dawson's word for it. Dawson doesn't know shit about Shinola.
What?
What?
It's a phrase. It's just different. I usually hear you don't know shit from Shinola.
Well, yes, but I changed it around because that's the way I want to talk.
Because okay.
I do my own thing. You know what I'm saying?
In other news, Sierra Han is watching Up for the first time. She also feels summer coming, and what time is she in? It's October.
They're in the southern hemisphere, stupid.
Well, it's still fall.
And if she feels summer coming, then there's something with her PM that's getting kind of weird.
Oh, God. Just had this mental picture.
Because that sounds like something I would want to go experience over there. Count me in.
Oh, there's also exciting news. She took a picture with Pink Ranger and their friends.
There's a candle involved. I didn't know what was happening there. I was kind of confused.
It was some sort of ritual. They're summoning the Dark One. I don't judge.
I felt I was being seduced. I didn't mind.
I didn't mind at all either.
Stalker
I've seen them in person. It was kind of fun.
They're just like, stare. I'm like, okay. Look into my soul all you want. There's not going to be much left after Bandai got a hold of it.
We have no more money.
So now it's time for
Super Hero Taimu. Go Busters! Wizard Prize. Yeah. And that's gonna be it because their samurai's not around this week.
It got pulled from the schedule.
Yeah. So we're on episode 35 of GoBusters. So we're well into the retooling. They start off with a 12-second recap of them getting blasted by a big blue lion, and then they cut straight to the retool theme song. Because none of this was originally going to happen. It's just all retooled. And they're back at the base, and they're like, hey, so this lion, anyone know anything about anything around here? And they're like, no. And then Kuririn's like, maybe. I'm like, start talking, bitch. And he's like, that guy. And then Jin's like, oh, yeah, that guy? And everyone's like, why does everyone talk like this in Toku? Damn it. And so basically it's some guy who was working for the Energy Management Center a while ago, and then he quit. He was designing all the Buster machines. Like, oh, okay. So they go out to a forest because that's where they tracked it to, because everything in Toku that doesn't happen in a city happens in a forest. And they run into some moderately attractive young lady being attacked by Enter and some grunts, which they immediately get rid of. And then she's like, ha, I hate you, GoBusters. Don't come near me. Go away. And Yoko's like, step off, bitch. What's your problem? She's like, don't call me a bitch, bitch. And then, I don't know why that's funny to me, but it is.
It seems accurate, though.
It does. Like,
it's not what the sub said, but I'm pretty sure it's what they were saying in Japanese.
That whole sentence just occurred to me just now as I said it. But and she's like, yeah, that Lio, man, and he's gonna come kick your ass. My daddy made him to beat your son. I don't know why she talks black.
So
I think it's
so
something with overtime
street
subs.
After that one wizard episode, everyone just turned street.
And so they're like, oh yeah, we'll watch this. So we're just gonna beat it into submission. So Hiramu calls out Ace. They have a fight. They try to board Lio. It says, nope, denied, and leaves. And they're like, oh, crap, that didn't work. So they return to base, they're like, so, yeah, Kuririn, what the hell? What's going on? She's like, he's like, I don't know, man. This chick's being a total cunt. And she's like, yeah, I know, right? So Ryuji's like, well, I'm going to go find Masato. So like, okay. Now, meanwhile, all this is going on. In the background, I think Jay is doing Tai Chi. I don't know. But he's back there
he's
doing
just
something.
Being awesome. I miss just half of this show because I watched Jay in the background more than I watched the subs.
Okay, good. It wasn't just me. So Ryuji finds Jin in the library where they find some blueprints of Lio. And like, look, won't you see what this is? And Ryuji's like, no, it's all written backwards and upside down. What does he think
what
he is, Vinci? I don't know. It didn't. I guess that's how they think English is written.
It was English? Backwards? Upside down?
Some of it was reversed. I don't know what was happening. I needed, like, a mirror. Like, six mirrors to just, like, balance it all off of to read properly. Some of it said, like, New York. It was just places. Like, I don't, random verbs were in there.
New York is in Lio's thigh.
I was so confused. I'm like, I don't know what's happening right now. Apparently this guy was like there when Jin was working, and he told Jin he sucks at life, and Jin's like, dude, what the hell? And he's like, yes, Staff. He's like, my name's Stefan. Damn it. And so they're gonna go back and see about it, but this time it's all five of them. And they call out Ace again. They're gonna take on Lio. Meanwhile, Enter shows up. Yoko and Jay transform. Yoko's like, oh yeah, I can go Pirate Custom too, and she does. And then they're like, Raja Rabbit. And I don't know why that was important, but I just wanted to do that. And so they go fight Enter and the grunts while Ryuji and Jin. This is getting confusing sometimes. Jin take the girl to go watch their fight between Hiramu and Lio. And they're like, look, this was made to work together. She's like, nuh-uh, it attacked you. Like, no, watch, see? And then Ace leaps into the air and lands on Lio's back, to which he submits. I'm like, see? Told ya. And she's like, I guess you did. And then it transforms into its big robot mode and attacks again. She's like, ha, see, it's still attacking. And like, son of a bitch. So, like, he's just testing him. Jeez. So they start fighting. And they have one of those Rocky moments where like they both punch each other at the same time in the face, and then Lyo falls over and he's like, "All right, you win." And no, like, "Ha, we won. Told ya, you got schooled, yo." And she's like, "Dang it." And so they scare off Enter. By they, I mean Jay and Yoko. And so then he brings out his Epsilon, and Ace jumps on the back of the lion.
Like, it just appeared.
He busted it out of his ass. The same place other people got things that I can't remember what they were, but we said they got it out of their ass. And that was descriptive. And so, like, we have no Anatron. Crap. So the lion turns into a three-wheeler, since that's what the T stands for, the three-wheel motorcycle. And it's like, "Oh, yeah, I could do this too." And like, "Holy shit, this thing is awesome." And so they're going to fight, and the lion roars, and they're like, "Hey, he wants you to ride him." I'm like, that's kind of dirty, but okay. So Hiramu goes to pilot him, and like, "Whoa, this cockpit is sweet." And there's the Lyo blaster, and it transforms into Tadagami Lyo, and it fights the Epsilon. It does like this main spinny laser attack thing, and then takes its staff and goes near-um, near-um, and it blows up, and they're like, "Bitch ya, school." And then like Enter's like, "No," and he left. And then they're like, so he takes the blaster with him, and he goes down, and he's like, "Look, I found this in there." And then out pops this hologram of her dad, and is like, "Oh, look, it's okay. You can give this to them now. Help me, Mom. Can I be my only hope?" I'm like, "Wait, what? I think you got the wrong hologram." "Okay." So she's like, "No, you guys keep the blaster. It's for you. You need it to control the robot." And I'm like, "Oh, yeah." So they walk off into the sunset with Ryuji telling Jin how crazy he is or something. He's like, "What? I'm not crazy." And then it ends. Oh, wait, no. There was a commercial for the Fast and the Furious, and then it ended. Forgot about that commercial. Saw Vin Diesel. Saw a note was good. So you find out just as expected that it's a buddy Zord, which means it's a combination buddy-roid and Zord.
No way.
I thought it meant that it was just a really friendly Zord. Like, "It's going to be your pal." I'm just kidding. I'm sure it's friendly.
I spent a majority of this episode just kind of very confused. Pissed. I was pissed.
Why?
This bitch was pissing me the fuck off.
Oh, she's like, "I hate GoBusters. She represented the fandom and you just wanted to pummel her?"
Yeah.
That's why I referred to her as Dumb Bitch. That's her name from now on.
I hate the GoBusters because I hate life.
She's like, "They rush into situations, you mean, like, to save people?" Like, man, those bastards. What are they thinking, you know?
I know. But yeah, so there was that. She really got on my damn nerves. I wanted to pop her ass, do naughty things to her. Naughty, dirty things. I'm sorry, what were we saying?
Other than her being a dumb bitch, I did enjoy the episode, though.
Oh, yeah, it was a great episode.
Lyo. I want the Lyo now.
I was sitting there, I was holding my toy as I was watching it.
Damn it, Brian, you're such a bragger.
He's my buddy.
He's your buddy Zord.
My
buddy
me.
Zord.
Right,
I wish Power Dizer was my buddy, though.
You can get one for 1,600 yen on... Oh, I get it. Took me a minute. Wait, does that make sounds? We could get one and make sounds with it whenever Kevin's thing goes...
You think it does? It goes Power Dizer. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. We need to do this.
We need to go buy Power Dizers now.
We need props for this.
We need props for Kevin's microphone spazzing out.
You're a douche.
Power Dizer.
I remember those, like, that month or 2 months, however long it was, and we didn't have to deal with it. Man, those were the days.
But, I mean, the episode itself was kind of dragging a little bit just because its sole purpose was just to obtain Lyo. Like, yeah. Nothing else happened. But it was still a good episode, and like I said during Kevin's summary, like, it's so fun to watch Jay in the background.
It really is. Like, you don't know what he's going to do next.
I love when Yoko or whoever said, like, "So where's our stupid guy?" in reference to Jin, and Jay's just like, "I'm right here."
He just appeared out of nowhere.
I'm like, yeah, that's you, Jay. That's you. You're awesome.
I liked how when he jumped in front of him, she's like, you can do this to me too? Damn it. He's just like, sorry. Like, Jay is so funny. Like, I don't know what the hell he was doing, but he was in the background the whole time just being obnoxious.
That's like, what he does.
Like, he was just, like, playing around and shit. Like, Jay, what are you doing?
For the record, Ryuga does come with Dragplagger.
Oh, he does?
Yeah.
How do you know?
Pictures.
Brian's got sources.
He's going up tomorrow. Or later today or whatever. I don't know. Time.
I really need to talk to Oki. I keep forgetting. I'm like, I'll talk to him tomorrow.
But, great episode as always, basically.
It made the, like, random appearance of him at the end of the last episode seem less awkward.
Yeah, like, he just kind of came to help because that's what he does, and then he felt like attacking him because he's a douche.
It's like I said, it's like Agito. He was very confused.
So much for Buddy Zord, more like Douche Zord, am I right?
Well, yeah. That Akatsuki Go thing, he was chosen to be a giant Agito. No?
Hut. Was that the appropriate joke? I'm sorry.
Eh. Huh? Yeah, that's a good episode. And I like that, like, his origins and appearance didn't feel, like, forced.
Yeah, like the guy just kind of went off to...
Like, the when it started and just, like, him kind of randomly being in the forest or whatever reminded me of the Dino Engines, which kind of felt forced to me.
Yeah.
In Go-Andra, they're like, look, we need to sell more toys. We couldn't come up with a better explanation.
They're just here.
Yeah, so, like, that one felt a little more natural. I can't believe the retooling, though, that they're recasting CB01 with this guy. And God, it's a retooling.
How dare they recast Ace?
Man.
I'm furious. And fast, apparently, according to...
That's what Kat says, you are pretty foul. Oh, that's...
Although she's busy watching Magic Mike, leave her alone. Magic Mike!
I went upstairs before this to go to the bathroom and I said, I better not see Magic Mike on the WoW receipt.
On the WoW receipt? You got World of Wings Magic Mike? What the hell?
It's WoW, the cable company now.
You get chicken and cable from the same company?
What?
WoW Cafe Lingerie? You never heard of WoWs?
No.
They don't have those in your town.
They don't have those in my country.
They don't have those in my universe. Brian's Pendulum of universe.
They don't have WoW Cafe and Wingery in your universe?
Cafe and Wangery?
Wow, Wingery, not Wangery.
What the fuck is a Wingery?
Wangery goes along with Cox Cable.
Like, you buy chicken wings. Like, it's like, you go... Fuck you.
Yeah, we call that KFC.
There are other chicken places besides KFC.
We got KFC, Church's Chicken.
They're okay.
We got,
Do you have Popeyes?
Chicken Delight.
No, I'm
Popeyes
not.
Is the shit. Popeyes is from here because it's good food.
We don't have Popeyes.
Chick-fil-A. There's also...
Brian, you're making me hurt inside. You're hurting me.
The only Chick-fil-A we have is at one of the universities.
No, Chick-fil-A sucks. They have terrible food.
I don't like Chick-fil-A. Everyone's like, oh, Chick-fil-A's awesome. I'm like, oh, God, you must like In-N-Out Burger.
What? I love Chick-fil-A. I will stand by it.
No, that food is terrible. I hate it.
It was the worst chicken I've had.
Thank you.
Oh. Not to that, like that. My audio went out for a second.
Ooh. I completely agree. It's terrible food.
It was like completely dead for a second.
My sister's like, Chick-fil-A is awesome. I'm like, no.
She has the same revealed voice.
No. Revealed?
Her sweet ass was revealed earlier.
Every night when I'm around. Oh,
oh God.
That, oh, okay.
Too far. Too far.
I'm done.
That's no. I'm never told too far. I'm told not far enough.
Far enough? So is it time for some magic?
Magic Mike.
Yep.
Time for Twitch's 3 Wizard. We start off, everyone's just chilling at the antique shop, admiring some rings. And then a mysterious crystal Garuda flies in. They're like, it's white! I'm like, I think it's crystal. And then they're like, Zom, shiny, let's catch it. Let's get it before it becomes an exclusive. But then it gets away, but before it does, it drops off a little box. And inside it is the world's biggest dino gem. Recently bought on the planet Onyx.
Huh?
That, huh? we see the gate of the week is a little kid who is an aspiring orange backpack lad, but right now he's a black backpack lad. He's got a square backpack. So that's cool. So he's attacked by some ghouls, and Wizard saves him, but then, of course, the kid cries rape. Typical kids, you know. And then the police arrest him, and Detective Shiko also showed up. But then at the police station, Haruto's like, holy shit, I know your mom. So I think that he is Black Backpack Lad's father, and Orange Backpack Lad is Black Backpack Lad from the future. That it's like a River Song thing, but with backpacks.
Oh God! With backpacks.
There's so many.
So and awesome. That was a.
Anyway, he
it's
knows
like River
mom.
Song, but with backpacks.
So he knows the mom, and they talk about Haruto's parents and how he fell victim to the common Toku person ailment of losing his parents,
and how he met their mother. Yes,
exactly. And so and then she's like, all right, you can just protect him, because whatevs. And then back at wherever they are, I'm assuming this is the antique shop. It was a bedroom. I don't know why he took the kid back to a bedroom. It's kind of creepy.
It was back to his bedroom. He wanted
he's
to make
like,
action the kid.
My parents are awful because they always buy me the wrong toys. And he's like, nah, man, your mom's hip. She texts me. Look. He's like, oh, crap, you're not supposed to see that one that says DTF. And then,
whoa!
While that's happening, the mom gets black. I have it abbreviated as BBLM. Black backpack lad's mom gets attacked by that fire phantom dude, and Haruto rushes there. He's like, "I'm gonna save you," but wait a minute, we have to go back because when orange backpack lad called Haruto, did he use a touchscreen phone? I think that happened. Okay. I was just amazed. I had to make a thing about that.
Okay.
Sorry, he's from the
I don't know. I know that when Haruto was like, hey, check this out, I thought that there were cheers and applause.
Check this out.
I thought that what the kid he was trying to show the kid was like, look, I still have a flip phone. And the kid was like, holy
shit. My parents won't get me an iPod? iPhone? But it appears that he had a touchscreen in Mario Galaxy 2, so leave it to Orange Backpack Lad to get with the future. Anyway, Wizard's no match for this Phantom Heat Blast guy, and he gets thrown overboard. I mean, not like on a ship. Just like, it's like a generic Toku ending. Like, often, like, typically at the end of these rider shows around this time, a rider will get thrown over some sort of bridge or type deal into the water. They'll wash up next episode.
It'll be fine. No way, Master wrote this episode.
Exactly. So this is pretty typical. I found it to be a fairly enjoyable episode. I didn't feel like a whole lot happened, except for more like, oh, hey, look, this kid is doing stuff. It was kind of nice to get a little bit more background on Haruto, and nice to see like one of the main phantoms getting in on the action. Let's get into the action.
Well, the whole point of the episode is to set up the coming of Flame Dragon.
Yeah.
So, there's that. But it was pretty good. I mean, I'm trying to figure, you know, the whole thing out. You do get to see how Haruto lost his parents. They did. So there's that. But... yeah, it was good seeing him actually get pwned for once.
Super pwned, like...
like, he got turbo pwned.
It was like Pokemon rules. He was like, I'm going to shoot you with water, and he blocked it with fire. I'm like, damn, that's like Pokemon Kanto rules from the anime. He used Counter Shield, that's exactly what happened.
Yeah, it was frightening, but yeah, it was... he just kept slashing through that rock wall. I was like, oh, God.
He seems so desperate. He's like, defend, please, slash it. Fuck, defend, please, fuck.
It's like, please, someone defend, I'm scared.
Like, he just kept doing it as if it would work. Like, he couldn't figure out how to slash it again.
How do I do?
Shabba-dooby-tachu, Henshin. Shabba-dooby-tachu, Henshin.
Yeah, we know what it sounds like.
Do patch magic, tachi go. Do patch magic, tachi go.
I liked it that we actually got to see Kraken in action.
Yeah.
He just kind of floated off then.
It's like, oh crap, I forgot to show off that I can go in water.
Well, I think the whole point of showing off Kraken was, hey, this toy's going to be out in about a week and a half. You should probably buy it.
You should probably buy it.
Like, oh, okay, yeah, that's right. We have a third one of those, huh?
We better come out before the fourth one.
Yes, that's how it works. The third one will be out before the fourth one. Good job, Brian. Well, Brian's like, I know numbers.
The GoBusters really fucked me up with numbers. Between the theme song and the Lyo Blaster being 8, even though the custom visor came before it and it's 9. I don't know, man.
Yeah, All I know is that I mean, I get touched inappropriately by GoBusters who can't count all the time.
You too?
Yeah. Now, I'm with the kid, though. If my parents had bought me the wrong toy...
I mean, that was the wrong damn Gundam.
That was the wrong fake Gundam.
He totally wanted 00, and he got Wing instead, because that's the only like, Gundam I can think of off the top of my head. I don't know Gundams,
and the dad was like, good enough. Now, wife, pour me a shot of milk, or whatever he was drinking. He was drinking milk or something. I'm like, man, you're hardcore.
And I was just upset. I'm like, that's just stupid. I feel bad for the kid. This is why I go buy my own Christmas gifts.
Like,
go buy my own.
The kid, I think, should be grateful, though, that his house is bigger than, what's the kid's name? Osamu's. Osamu lived in a closet.
He did. Oh my god. That kid's house was so tiny, I felt so bad for him. I'm like, no.
It made the house in both Willy Wonka movies look like a mansion.
It did. Wow, I didn't even think of it that way. Yeah, Willy Wonka's kid lives in a mansion.
They had a giant bed before.
I mean, it's not Willy Wonka's kid, it's like those people's kid.
Well, he adopted him and touched him inappropriately later. It's all covered in Charlie and the Glass Elevator.
Well, yeah, it was Johnny Depp, so he was looking like Michael Jackson in that
movie. That was weird. They gave him a backstory. Willy Wonka's dad was Count Dooku, and he threw his candy in the fire. What?
I'm not thankful I never read that one.
Wait. No, I'm talking about the Charlie and Chocolate Factory movie.
Oh.
I read Charlie and the Glass Elevator a long time ago. I don't remember what it was about.
Okay.
They went to some, like, far-off factory, and they flew in the elevator. I don't know. I feel like there was a third one, too, or something.
Okay.
That's why I stopped reading.
You stopped reading because you can't.
You're right.
Okay, well, Stinky yeah, it was. Pete. I mean, it was an enjoyable episode. Great setup for the next one, and I mean, it was just fun to see him get his ass handed to him, especially considering how great of a fighter he's been so far.
Yeah.
With using the rings. It was just fun to see him in a predicament where, like, okay, shit, none of this shit's working.
What it also does, too, is that it shows you just how powerful someone like Phoenix is, even though he probably won't be for all of the next, you know, he won't be anymore.
Yeah.
But, because that's how this works. He'll be like Scorpion, just get his ass handed to him every 15 seconds from now on.
But, I was thinking when I was watching it, I'm like, this seems so early for a main villain guy to get involved, and then I remembered Scorpion.
Yeah.
And how she's still trapped. And they're busy introducing new teenagers. Meanwhile, there's like 5 people stuck in space. That's why the space jump guy went up there. He was looking for him.
But I like too how it was pretty interesting how he had made the special ring, but it didn't do anything with the belt. Like, it just sat there broken, basically. And then they got that red stone in, which is obviously going to be the one to make the flame dragon ring. And then it reacts and starts glowing. Like, okay, I guess this goes to, like, you can see that these rings will only work with these forms and stuff.
Right.
So, that's cool, too.
So now it's time for wait, hold on. Am I looking at the? Was I'm not on this week.
No, you got taken off the schedule. Sorry, we put dragons in your place.
Who? No, that's the wrong network. Who replaced me?
Channel Chasers, Fairly Odd Parents. That was one of my DVR.
Was it? I don't know. I didn't look. It might have been SpongeBob. They play that a lot on that show.
What a bunch of fuckers.
You got bad ratings last week, unfortunately. People weren't that excited
for
us.
I can't help it that I got bad ratings.
The only person watching the show is Rick Medina, so...
No, he didn't know when it was on.
What channel is it on again? Spike?
One of his tweets was, when are new episodes of Samurai starting? Like, well... Who knows at this point? So yeah, we weren't...
They're going to have it going for a third year, actually.
Samurai wasn't fucking on. So.
It was fucking off.
Yeah, next it was. Week,
Halloween time, and it'll be like friendship and Halloween.
They heard Gordon Ramsay yelling, fuck off! And they were like, all right, fine.
Okay. Yeah, that's
all right, do I want to get the Sachiku? That's the question.
That's the real question.
This is ramble time. This is the segment where we ramble. Damn it, Brian, you messed up the bit again.
Also known as Ramble, Ramble, Ramble Time.
Yeah! The yeah was right. Was it not right?
I don't know.
Cyclist just ran me down.
They ran you down?
Yep.
That's hardcore.
Was it Lance Armstrong on steroids?
Oh,
poor that's guy.
That's topical.
He was stripped of all of his titles. It was like a rape.
And I just got stripped.
Leif already stripped him of a ball.
Make it sound so sad.
It is.
It's not really. You don't need two to live. I mean, and what are you doing with yours, Brian? Nothing.
Fondling them.
Right now.
Balls are for fondling. Should be on a bumper sticker.
Now I feel like that's exactly what he's doing right now.
Maybe. So Pokemon.
Pokemon. Right now I'm in a heated battle with a Skarmory. Oh, that Pokemon. Ash was in a heated battle with a Scolipede and the other one.
Garbodor. Which yeah. Apparently Brian and I just learned that it's named Garbodor.
What were we calling it?
I was calling it Garbodor.
I don't lie.
Because I was singing garbage in like Troubadour.
Uh-huh.
That's what I told you.
So that's it's Kevin's fault.
Because garbage and odor for some reason didn't occur to me. Because I'm stupid.
It just sounds funny. And apparently it's super powerful and fast.
Come on, it tried to turn Pikachu into a Trubbish at one point.
It's like, let me just crush your bones and you'll become my little buddy.
Like, I love the way they're sitting there like, Ash has lost three of his Pokemon. He's at a disadvantage. I'm thinking, wait a minute. That means he has three left. And she has two. When I went to school, three was more than two. I guess that changed at some point.
Once Durf got in there, everything got really confusing. Get in the Pokeball, Skarmory! Durf. I'm not going to tell you again.
Oh yeah, Skarmory is a bastard like that. Just FYI.
Well, she's the great ball then.
I remember, because when I caught my Skarmory many moons ago, in Soul Silver, it was a bastard.
Yeah, Driftlin's kind of a douche, too. All those big Pokemon are kind of assholes.
They don't want to get inside the little ball. I gotta go back to the Pokemon Center and buy stuff. I can't just go off on my journey. What the hell attack was that?
Dicklick.
Oh.
Best attack ever.
Oh, wait, you didn't ask me what Dawson's new nickname is. I'm sorry.
Crying.
But no. You know, Ash finally... Ass finally got his eighth
ass. Ass?
Name's Ass. Yes, his name is Ass. Is there a problem with calling him Ass?
Ass bro.
Ass bro.
My favorite part was Silent and Iris with the face paint.
That. We're still not. Oh. We figured out where she got the drama and all that from. It's in her hair.
I thought you meant like where she got it from. Probably just her heritage.
Well, yes,
her
she
heritage.
Pokeball, low. Catch him. If I press the A button fast enough, I'll catch him. Watch, it's gonna happen. It's gonna happen. Yep. Look, my skills.
You have to wait till
yes,
it shakes. Wait till it shakes twice, and then hit the B button, and hold it.
One
up B.
Yeah, yeah, upbeat.
I am upbeat, thank you. But it came to Skarmory. Dick lick.
Like,
I love how he's so impressed by that.
Dicklick? No, I'm not impressed by it. What?
I'm glad to see that you like your new name, Dawson.
Okay. I'm not sure what's going on anymore.
Like, I liked the episode on the merit that it was a gym battle and it was all battling, but I'm so I'm so tired of everything.
I'm so tired of Silent and Iris being there and being Silent and Iris.
He sends out fucking Pig Knight and Silent's like, oh, bravo on Ash for using a smart and well thought out pick or whatever. And I'm like, no. All he did was send out Pig Knight. I mean, it's an obvious choice. But no, he had to give him props.
Well, he's trying that's to. How we do things in the hood.
He's trying to win him over. He's like, maybe if I give him more compliments, I can be like Brock. Nope. Brock made some delicious food. You fixed Jenny Craig. So Silent's fixing.
That's kind of good.
He fixes Jenny Craig.
I don't know. His cookie's just not as good as Brock. I can tell. He doesn't poor fix Brian. those rice balls that are called donuts in Digimon quite as well. I don't know what this house is for. It's just a bunch of old, unwatered plants. It's and a for, Gotharita. Gothita.
It's for getting your balls licked.
Oh, by Gothita? I feel like that's statutory rape or something. I'm not sure.
It's not. Trust me. It's a wonderful experience. You will enjoy it. I know I do.
So that's why the Pokemon have the move lick.
That's why I'm not allowed to be around certain Pokemon anymore. Damn it.
Kevin can't go in a 40-mile radius of Lavender Town.
Why Lavender Town?
Because ghosts, ghastly lick, I don't know.
Oh, I thought it was because it killed all those kids or something, made them commit suicide. Or whatever it was that we got in that question that one time at band camp.
So yeah, Pokemon.
I just don't care anymore. Like, I really don't. He's got his eighth badge. They're just now in Japan getting to the Unova League. Or I guess the Issue League, as they would be calling it in the Jap place. But
Jap place?
Is that racist? I don't know. But Dawson taught me that word. He said it was the appropriate thing to refer
to. I didn't know
to
they were getting there yet. I thought they were still trying to figure out what they were doing.
They were still trying to figure out what the hell a Meloetta is. Or something, I don't know.
I just want to know when we get the new theme song, because I don't know what it's going to be like.
It's going to be a battle win or lose, and it's the friends you make and the road you choose.
Well, obviously.
Oh, wait, we did that already. Oh, just god damn it. But yeah, so, you know, it sucks. I don't know how all her Pokemon pwned the hell out of Ash that easily. I mean, they're poison
the
types.
Coughing, I mean.
It was a spinny coughing. It was coughing. Sorry. Coughing. It was like, and then it like spun. It was like some sort of crazy disco ball.
I
think
how
she gave it some acid.
I love how he had to use his Pokedex on all of her Pokemon as though he's never seen a single one of them before. And I'm pretty sure we've seen most of them at least once. Obviously, coughing we've seen. I know he encountered Scolipede at least once before.
Yeah, it got like something stuck in its hair, like an Axew or something, and then Excadrill's like, nope, Chuck Testa.
Yes, that is what happened.
What the hell is a coughing?
Look, it's just like in Zexo when they're like, what's a face down? This is the fourth series, bitch! If you don't know what a face down is, get out.
It's like in Zexo when they're like, what's a flip effect? Get out.
You know what's a face down? You, after I punch you. Know what I'm saying?
I ain't got time for that.
I ain't got time for no bronchitis.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
I'm going to catch you, Bayonet. This is going to happen. You and your
son of a bastard in the hell. I was doing good. But yeah.
Do you guys still talk about Zexal?
I stopped watching it.
This week's was less bad. Like, Shark battled Trey, who's Quattro's little brother, and, like, the number tried to possess him, but he was like, no, the number will not take hold because Yuma said it wouldn't. Okay.
Brilliant.
Or something. I don't know. He listened to Yuma's advice about dealing with number cards, and he was able to beat them down or something. I'm not sure, but, like, it was an okay duel. I mean, Shark has pretty cool cards, so it was less sucky than the rest of the things. But I still don't know what the hell's happening. Like, I'm really not sure what's happening in this show or why I should care, but...
I think I'll just skip to the end when they get to the end of the tournament, because I know they're going to be there a while.
Because nothing worthwhile happens in the tournament? Yeah.
God, it's Eradicate. Oh, I have one of you. You suck. Can I trade you for a Butterfree?
And then trade back? Because I have buyer's remorse?
Trader's remorse. Am I supposed to... What's the point of this house, Brian?
The to live train in? House?
Yeah.
Well, just awesome. Catch Pokemon and there's some items.
Oh. I thought maybe there was going to be trainers in here. Okay.
No.
I flew back here on my Vibrava for nothing.
On your vibrator?
Yes. I flew back here on my vibrator.
So how about that Benten?
Benten. Let me tell you something. Wrath was in this episode.
And I was happy inside.
I'm always happy inside when I get to see Wrath. Especially when he's like, Wrath! But he didn't do that.
There's a lot of cool aliens in this. Like, I already saw that clip a while back, but I like that Diamond Head looks normal again and doesn't have, like, a coating on him like in the last series. And I like that little sound is back when he moves, like, that crystal-like sound.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool. And I like how Ben, you notice the things are trying to kill him. He's like, it's like the fifth dude that's trying to murder me. I think something's up.
Yeah, and he also noticed the fact that, conveniently enough, these guys are all, like, exact matches for one of his aliens. Like, hey, wait a minute. This guy was a match for whoever it was this time.
Crash Hopper. Crash Hopper was pretty cool.
Yeah, Crash Hopper was...
His only power is jumping. He transformed into somebody else because he went Wrath, Diamond Head, Crash Hopper. Wasn't there somebody else? Echo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I have a plumb ahead.
He's like, I'm naked.
He didn't look quite as bad in, like, movement, but I still prefer the old style of Echo.
I think when you say once before he looks naked, I kind of saw that. Like,
he does.
Like, it needs to be on his body. His body's too plain without the Omnitrix symbol on it, I think.
Like, I like that they're changing it up and making it like the original series where you have the Omnitrix in different places, but sometimes I feel like they're forcing it too much.
Yeah.
Like that, and like Swamp Fires, like it being on his belly, like, it was fine at the chest. But overall, it was a pretty good episode. I thought it was better than last week.
Yeah, Swamp Fire!
Mostly because of Crash Hopper. It's always fun to see new ones.
Yeah, and I'm glad, like, that's one thing that bugged me in the last series is that, like, you would either get new aliens as if he transformed into him off-screen or he just automatically knew what to do.
Yeah.
And in this one, like, you see him naming it and trying to figure out what the hell it does.
I actually enjoyed watching him name it. Like,
he's like, how about Crash Hopper? That sounds fun.
This is logical.
Brian, did you enjoy how Animo managed to unscrew that Alline bolt from the bench under T-Bag? He got out through his toilet.
Did you enjoy how Dr. Animo became Mojo Jojo? That was fun.
Yeah, it's a weird design choice for Animo.
Well, you know, it makes sense because, like, in the future, like, he had that gorilla body and, like, the head brain, like, looked like Mr. Freeze thing. You remember that? In the Ben 10,000 episode?
Yeah.
So, I guess since they're sort of heading towards that similar future, that makes sense on that level.
I hate him.
Who, Dr. Animo?
Yes.
He got
blamed. Because he won't go away?
I'm glad that he's more like he's supposed to be now instead of, like, a muscle head that ran the null void all of a sudden in Alien Force. I was like, lol, what?
He got bored. He needed something to do.
It's like, I'm bored. Let's just run this place. Oh, okay.
Let's run this place. All right.
Max is like, no, I have a messenger bag and a bunch of mutant children, and we're going to stop you. Now he doesn't have any eyes. That's what happens. That's why you never do anything nice for anyone. You lose your eyes and your messenger bag.
I'm more upset about the messenger bag.
So am I.
Those are very convenient.
I mean, who needs eyes when you have messenger bags?
Put your eyes in the messenger bag.
That's how real
people
do it.
It's much harder to lose your eyes when they're in the messenger bag. I'll tell you that much.
What episode was this? This is like 6. We technically have like 4 more left in the technical arc order. Because Derek Wyatt said that they're organized in 10 episode arcs. But like other countries are getting like 12 or something where they have naked NRG with clothes on.
So like what's this arc exactly? Just all Kyber? Or?
I guess. Because he just said they're organized like that.
Zeto Kyber?
Zeto Kyber. Because it's been pretty like fillery. Random stuff happening in the end. It kind of reminds me of Doctor Who. It's like a bunch of filler-seeming episodes, but there's like little seeds of what's going to be the finale in the end.
I having just finished the first series, like I just like how everything kind of connected.
Yeah, they do that quite often. Really
speaking
like.
Of Doctor Who, did you see that thing Keith Justice put up of saying like Matt Smith's quitting?
Yeah, that was posted like September 12th. And it was like disproven somewhere. Like I'm pretty sure it just means that he's leaving after Series 7. And after the anniversary, because I don't think he would leave mid-series.
Well, no, I figure he's not leaving mid-series. That would be silly.
Well, because that one thing in the article said they're trying to figure out how to get him to regenerate in the Christmas special. I'm like, I don't think they're going to do that. Plus, they can't do that to my little Dawson heart. Because I need at least the last episodes of Matt Smith to enjoy.
I know. I'm going to miss him. Brian hasn't even gotten to him yet.
Brian, so convenient for you. You still have all these adventures left, Brian. And both of you still have adventures left with Amy. I just watched my last adventure with her in her policewoman outfit.
I love the policewoman outfit. She's so hot. I think she's single. I need to go find her.
What?
What?
What about Rory?
Fuck Rory.
He's awesome.
Rory's all scrawny. He's fine. He can find someone else.
Poor Rory.
I don't care how many thousands of years he waited for.
He was plastic. This is fine. It'll be easier.
Yes, it was Brian's removable penis. It's plastic, but...
It serves me well, damn it.
Brian's like that toy Santa from Santa Claus 2.
Oh, God.
Oh, no.
It's always fun when Brian goes along with the bit.
Yep.
Oh, so what was next?
Green Lantern. Oh, wait. Young Justice. Oh, wait.
Because, see, Rose saved her dad, and then it created this time rift, so now we don't have Young Justice and Green Lantern. Thanks, Rose.
Thank you, Rose.
But me dad.
But me.
Need to save my puppy.
Is it just me, or does Rose's mom look like a coke whore?
She isn't.
Oh my god.
And she's in it quite often, and she's always just look like she just got a fix.
Always.
Good times.
And that's then so cat terrible. Replicates the accent, and I die a little because I'm angry.
Oh, Hugh,
because
wait
cat,
up.
Cat looks like a coke whore?
No, but okay.
Well, here's what he's going to say. I hate Team Galactic. Why don't you hate me? Team Galactic is from Sinnoh. I just realized that. Plasma. Let's see how we raise your Pokemon. Wait, I'm not ready.
I'm not even dressed.
Come on, let me put my pants on.
Oh, you got to the rival battle in Indelibay.
Yeah. So now, Unpheasant.
Did everyone go like the page Pauly Shire Beyond the 5000?
No. No, I'm mad at them. They need to pay for their own goddamn pie damage. Pie? Seriously, that sounds like a band name, first of all. Second of all, I can't take it seriously. Please help pay for the pie damage. Did you just say pie damage? Like, they have money. Between Morphicon and those two. They can pull. I mean, how much? Well, I guess we didn't know how much it cost. We talked about it, but it's like I can't imagine they can't pay for that instead of saying fans help.
Help.
Just believe.
Just believe and help.
Just believe and help and help. Don't forget the help. It's like River Song, but with backpacks. Oh my god, it's an Imbor. I miss having an Imbor. What I call Embor anyway.
Yeah. I'm really not sure what the official name is yet, but I do know that you call it Nembor. So
remember when we talked about the evolutions for these guys? I'm like, they look kind of fake. I bet they end up being fake. Just like all the names.
Oh yeah, that rock and roller name is too stupid to be real.
Stupid hyper potion user.
Stupid rock and roller.
Stupid rock and roller. Why do I have to like you?
TMNT is, I think, the last thing.
Oh, shit.
So, how cool was that, huh? Dr. Doolittle was in that episode?
I mean, I love Eddie Murphy. He's so cool.
Remember the part where they did stuff? I loved that part. That was great. That
was the best part. This episode was filled with such great one-liners.
I agree.
Shut up, Dawson.
Sorry.
I don't get the bit. What's the bit here?
Dawson didn't watch it.
Oh my god.
Nick.com didn't put it up.
Do you have a DVR?
I don't DVR because I'm usually awake for it, but I wasn't. I saw that they beat the black guy in the end, though. It's okay.
I love how they stuffed him in a dumpster. Like, that's just funny to me. I'm sorry. I know it sounds mean, but I also enjoyed the teapot and anything related to the teapot.
It's the teapot. The what? It's a pod. We're turtles. Teapot. Okay.
I know, like, I was okay.
I'm so good at naming things.
I know, and I'm thinking, you're not Dawson Ryder. I mean, he's not allowed to name things anymore, but when he did, before he got outsourced, he named things. See, when you hear people talking about jobs getting outsourced, that's what they're referring to, is Dawson's job being outsourced.
We just had this intimate rival battle, and here he is talking about Team Plasma again. Good, that'll help against Team Plasma. God damn it.
Look, the rivals just got a one-track mind.
Stupid Perlurin. He's after.
All Plasma, all the time.
Yeah, I say screw your rival. Okay, like, literally, like, just screw him. So hard.
He's not interested in me.
That's because you ain't got that look of a hardcore ball licker.
We both use balls.
Yeah, I do use balls a lot in my work.
Kevin?
What?
I want a figure of Stockman in the stock pod.
Yes.
Stockman pod?
I'm out of the loop.
That was I love how they just kept assimilating things. You know what it reminded me of? Did you see the 2003 series?
No. Series? Excuse me, sir. You have my shrimp. Well,
for those who saw the 2003 series in the audience, by that I mean Kiefer, because I don't know anyone else who watched the show by name. It reminded me kind of Nano, how like he just started.
That guy? No.
Michaela is not amused, Dawson.
Okay. She did get fired.
I remember of Nano, of how, like, because Nano would just start going and eating things and, like, absorbing them and assimilating them. That or Cartman's Trapper Keeper, his Dawson's Creek Trapper Keeper. when Bill Cosby, Terminator robot, came back from the future. In order to stop the Trapper Keeper.
No, I don't want to learn Soak. Yep. It sounds like a porn move.
There was another thing I really liked. Oh, Aerosol mentioned it on Twitter, but I liked the
part Michelangelo's where, dancing? Oh.
Well, that was fun. But I was talking about the part where Splinter's like, you never...
Your first rule is never do harm. Unless you mean to do harm, then do lots of harm.
See, these are the types of morals that Power Rangers should be teaching children. Not, like, we gotta save the kids' candy. No, like, you put razor blades in their apples.
I love this Splinter. First of all, this Splinter actually speaks Japanese. He's a Japanese man that knows Japanese, which is always good. Like, something about that is just this, very pleasing to my ears and my penis. But yeah, like, I don't remember what I was going to say with that.
You like to be pleased by
Jaffy. He's a little less noble than other Splinters, I think.
Like, yeah, like, he's, like, he legitimately, like, hates the Shredder for what he did. Like he, you know, so, like, you can see that, and I don't know, that's probably going to come out more when the Shredder actually gets to New York. But, like, or just, like, last week when they started doing, like, that, the Shredder's little Kata thing, and he was like, dude, what the hell? Like, no, that's not cool.
That's racist.
Like he's not like previous Splinters have been very nice, and
they just come out with some tweezers.
I hate him so much, Brian.
Look, I wish I had seen the episode, but
so do we.
The police were outside my window and they kept me up. Okay.
Well, maybe you should have helped them find little Jessica. Okay.
That girl that got dismembered.
Oh.
They found the guy today and they had to interrupt General Hospital. Don't they know Jason's missing? God.
What?
Yeah, it's great, but Jason's still missing.
I guess they figured they weren't going to find Jason dismembered in a forest.
Well, they also found a cross, so I'm still going to assume she was a demon and he was just a demon hunter. But that's a joke you can't make till later because it's too insensitive right now, apparently.
You already made it!
Oh, shit.
He like he didn't realize it. Oh, you're right.
Oh, man. Well,
oh, man. I look like a dumbass right now. Oh, shit. But yeah. This ramble time is just going way over.
This is what this is what happens when there's no shows.
And the ones that are on forgot to get watched by one member. Like, they never repeat. One thing that's annoying is they don't repeat it. Like, I looked when the next airing was, and it was, like, Thursday, but it was the damn Chuck Norris episode.
Yeah, I don't know why shows don't repeat ever, but, I mean, I guess they want you to watch it that one time, and then they're done with you for the week.
But I set it on my DVR now, so I'm good.
But yeah, Turtles has been really fun, and I remember Aristotle mentioning something about, you know, Michelangelo, hoping Michelangelo wouldn't get, like, stale and annoying or something to that effect. I think they're continuing to do a good job of doing just the right amount of Michelangelo's stupidness.
Yeah, like, it's to the point where I laugh at it all the time, I occasionally shake my head, but I'm never annoyed. That's where I'm
only
at,
occasionally
and I love
it. Shake your head? Because I shake my head at him all the time, but I love it. Like, I don't know, maybe I'm just a little different about him because he's my favorite, but...
He's your sister.
He is my sister, but I just think he's so... Like, the things he does are hilarious. Like, they just have him doing the stupidest, most outlandish things. And the sad part is, I remember reading about some panel at, I think it was New York Comic Con... Where they're basically talking about how, like, Greg Sipes is perfect for Michelangelo. Like, it just fit him so well because of, like, his personality. And then, like, apparently he's one of, like, the youngest members on the cast or something. And so, like, apparently, yeah, Michelangelo's antics, like, fit him or something. I don't know. I just know that I'm thoroughly enjoying it. And
like he kind of reminds me of Beast Boy in a way, like the way.
Yeah,
he
I was
acts.
About to say that. Like he reminds me of basically of like if you crossed Kevin 11 and Beast Boy, that would be Michelangelo, and I'm fine with that because it comes out to a hilarious mixture. Because you almost go, you see him doing something like, oh God, what's he gonna do? What's Michelangelo gonna do this time? Oh no, he's not gonna do that. Oh, he is like. And then you just laugh about it, and you move on. But one thing that I hope that they do get to explore a little bit, and I don't know how many people actually know this about their different personalities, is that like part of the thing is like part of the thing with them is that it's not just like you know a thing of oh Raphael has an attitude problem and whatever, but like. Raphael is physically the strongest of all of them, right? And I don't know if it's just that he's all roided up and that's why he's got a temper, but he's like the physical strongest. Leonardo is like that overachiever that's like he's always trying, he's always aiming to please Splinter. He is always training and practicing and working at it, and that's why he's so good, is because he's that guy that lives training, and that's all he does. Whereas the
he's
opposite,
like Kevin.
No,
you know, Samurai Kevin.
Oh yeah, that training. Kevin. I thought you meant me. I don't know. You said Kevin. I really.
You're not the only Kevin, okay?
My first thought was me. Donatello, by comparison, is physically the weakest, and so that's why he's got, you know, aside from being the smartest, that's why he's, you know, always making all the machines and whatnot. Like you're going to see when, like next week, the whole reason he makes the Metalhead robot is because he feels inadequate sitting here with his little puny bow staff against the, you know, the Krang lasers. But one thing about Michelangelo is part of the reason he's able to be as goofy as he is because all of it is natural to him. Like, he naturally is able to just do all of the ninja moves.
Kind of like, right? Goku?
Well,
he's just,
yeah.
Really naive, and he does things naturally without even trying, really?
Yeah, like that, like that secret kata that, Chuck Norris taught him. Like, part of it is that, like, it's supposed to be really difficult, right? That's why, like, no one ever sees it or whatever, and why it's unique to the Shredder, and he, like, Bradford's, like, the Shredder's, like, best, you know, guy or whatever. And that's kind of the thing, is that Michelangelo learned it in, like, 10 seconds. Like, he just was like, oh, okay, like this, and did it. And that's kind of the thing with him, is that, like, it just comes naturally to him. And so you see him playing around and goofing off, but he doesn't need to train like someone like a Leonardo does, because it doesn't come naturally to Leo. Leo has to work at it to be as good as he is. Mm. And so, like, I know it kind of came out some in the 2003 series during the Battle Nexus arc, when Michelangelo just went out there and beat Raph
and got Star Chips pieces.
He did get Star Bits, but Michelangelo ended up being the Battle Nexus champion, much to the surprise of his brothers, Splinter, and pretty much everyone there. And so I'd love to see them do something like that with this Michelangelo, or maybe not necessarily like the Battle Nexus and just rehash it, but like just kind of make it a point to show off how he's just a natural at doing all of his different things. And see, and you learned something, because none of you knew that.
Yep. The more you know.
I thought he was just a nut job.
He is a nut job, but he's almost like one of those like eccentric people that like nobody understands, because he just everything comes naturally too, and so he becomes crazy because of it. Someone like me. That's why I love Michelangelo, because I'm insane like he is. What? And that's what we're gonna say.
That's what we're going with.
That's exactly right. That's what we're going with. I'm insane because I am just like Michelangelo. And no one will say anything to the contrary. Awesome.
KK.
K. You forgot the K. You always do this.
Bitch. I'm not affiliated. I work for Dagley Insurance.
Look, it's okay. That chick really didn't set it. They didn't really get burned by them. She lit herself on fire.
Is that true?
Is what true? What?
That she lit herself on fire. Is that true?
Yeah, that's what I heard. Is that like they have proof that she lit herself on fire?
She's trying to frame them.
Who lit who on fire?
There's some chick down here who was like, "Oh, the KKK lit me on fire," and wrote some kind of shit on her car or something. Mm-hmm. But
she did it.
Evidence that like she did it.
Well, was she bored one night? Hey, Cletus, you know it'd be fun? I light myself on fire and blame it on them KKK. Cletus.
Look at this. The first prototype for the upcoming release of SH Figure Arts Sailor Moon.
Mm-hmm. I was looking at the pictures.
Oh, that explains the smacking noises I heard. After bass and jokes make the world go round. No, they don't.
They don't. They make me go around and around Dawson's house, grabbing on myself. That was weird, uncomfortable.
Thank you.
So what's next, Shuki?
Facebook questions, I think. Is there any other shows? I don't think
so. You didn't say Two Broke Girls was funny.
It was not.
It would have been funny if it existed. Oh, yeah. Earth's Mightiest Heroes. I can't wait till it's over.
Oh, yeah.
And Revolution wasn't on either.
Look, you've really upset Kiefer this time because now...
What was this episode about? Oh.
Kree.
The Kree.
Creole.
And something. I don't know. I wasn't watching it.
They were on a ship. Kree's were there, and they're like, fuck. And then they're on Earth, and there's a bunch of ships, and they're like, fuck. And I'm like, fuck, there's three episodes instead of two. There was a lot of fucking going on.
That
not
sounds
the
like
good kind.
Exactly.
Uh-oh. Yeah, you know, Dawson, you've just upset Kiefer mightily because you're I can't wait till this show's over, and Kiefer's sitting there going, no, it's the best show ever. That's Kiefer's voice in my head. This is the best show ever. I love Earth's Mightiest Heroes. You should love it too. And now he's like, damn it, Dawson. Why do you hate it so?
It's got to be doing something wrong when I can stay awake for Ultimate Spider-Man, but not this one. Maybe it's just because I like the soothing sounds of Drake Parker. Zeef.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But yeah, I can't wait till it's done. I'm just watching for completion's sake now.
Hmm.
Okay, so are we ready for...
the Facebook question of the bi-weekliness. I really need to think of a new jingle for that. I hate that.
Did you forget the jingle? Did you forget the segment name? Because that's what it sounded like to me. Like, you forgot what to say.
I kind of quit halfway through.
This week's question is, if you could revive one canceled show, what would it be? Power Rangers Super Samurai. No, I wouldn't revive it if it got canceled. I would actually make sure it got canceled twice, just to be sure.
Well, I mean, it's well on its way because you know Nick is trying to destroy Power Rangers.
Yeah, because Nickelodeon's job is to destroy a franchise. That's
clearly its sole purpose. It was
they realized they can't beat Disney's ratings, so they just decided to destroy Power Rangers.
Yep.
This is way better than.
So, Dairen Mohan Kapoor says, Teen Titans.
Is this Avatar Shun? I'm sorry if that's actually you. No, it was not. Sorry, it just looked like from a distance. It was from a distance. You know what? Brain tumors. Kevin Strasberg says Firefly, and three people like this.
Yeah, well, yeah, because Firefly is awesome.
It did have Nathan Fillion and Adam Baldwin.
I know, right? And it had that hot chick Miranda Background. Oh, and it had Jewel State, and she's really hot. Anthony Ciano says Dawson will like this one. Beetlebox. I added the voice. I just wanted to make sure that's clear.
Sam Eves, or Ives, I'm going to go with Eves, says, I would go Beetleborgs because it never got a good ending to the series. It just stopped.
Why you stop? Will Hart says, Wolverine and the X-Men, yes, because it had such a good, cliffhanger ending.
Yes. All right, now Kiefer, because he can't just say a word, he's got to give a whole essay. A tie between Spectacular Spider-Man and Transformers Animated. They're both fantastic shows that were cut short by their parent companies way before their time, and new seasons would have so much potential to introduce new versions of characters that we never saw and wrap up any loose plot threads that were left unanswered. Another animated chapter for either would make me a very happy man. And this was liked by... somebody with three names, so that's interesting.
So, Colin E. Watkins says, Beetleborgs. Wow, this is... wow. It could be Kabuto. Has already been taken, so I'll say VR Troopers if they would make a new Gavin series. And the long way... thank you. Should make another Rider adaption.
I love the Long Wangs.
That's a really old joke. I'm surprised you remembered that one.
Matt Gulich says, Samurai Jack, he needs to be finally beat Aku. Wait, to finally beat Aku, sorry.
Finally to beat.
Yeah, sorry, yeah. I added an extra word for flavor.
EagleArt026 says, one show in recent history would have to be Terra Nova. I was really excited to see what would happen next. Were copies of superhero Tyson in the Badlands? Yep. I'm not sure.
That's what that boat was made out of. It was made out of
a frightening boat.
So TKD Tigray says, no one's going to know this. Mouth. Apparently John does, because he tweeted about it. Know this, but I would want Lights Out to come back. FYI was a show on FX about a former boxer from Jersey He was in very bad debt, like me. And by me, I mean me, not TKD Tigre. And when he was forced to come back, he had brain damage from his last title fight and needs to fight that same fighter again to get enough money. It was a great Rocky-like show with a modern update. It got me back in martial arts training again. Need some bloodshed on TV again, lulz.
Watch The Walking Dead. They chopped Herschel's leg off. Also, I will say one thing about this. I will do a lot to get laid, but I will not go to New Jersey. Okay. How I Met Your Mother reference complete. If Aristotle was here, he'd be like, huh? But he abandoned us.
Yeah, I think I scared him away. Too many penis jokes.
Oh, am I next?
Yeah.
Sorry, yeah. I got distracted by my own monologue. Stephen Holcomb says, that's a bunch of Holcomb. I also say Firefly. One person likes this. Who is it? Nick Meyer.
I don't know. Next is Sean Gardinier? Gardinier? I don't know.
Gardinia.
Says, MMPR. But no, seriously, I would love for Mystery Science Theater 3000 to come back. It was such a wonderful show.
It was a good show.
Yeah. There was that one time we watched it with Cord, and we had to try and sync up the YouTube videos, and then I went to the bathroom. And
then that's a great story, Kevin.
And then an hour later, he got the finish. That's not a joke.
Jared Castile says, Beetleborgs, please.
Oh, please is still ruined. Gabe Marsh says, probably the Angry Beavers. That cartoon was boss. One person likes this.
Yeah, the Angry Beavers, a show about a bunch of chicks on their period. I laughed after I said the joke. Nick Gibson says, Kamen Rider Dragon Knight continuation.
Please.
Had gone in record. Say that he was hoping to do Fives next after that Firefly or Course, and also Bionic Woman 2007 and Terminator the Sarah Connor Chronicles. That show had Summer Glau. She was in Firefly as well.
She's a Greta.
She's fairly attractive and was hounded by Howard Wolowitz on a train.
Are you talking about her hair?
Oh, yeah.
So, Nicholas C. Williams says, Kamen Rider Dragon Knight.
Together we can fight the fight.
Dragon Knight wasn't... Well, I guess it was kind of canceled, but it finished.
Yeah. But they still have to have their adventures in the mirror world. Kit's got his jacket and his fame. Lars Barrett says, Freaks and Geeks, love the shit out of that show. 18... Watch your language. 18 episodes just wasn't enough. They really caught lightning in a bottle with that cast. Seth Rogen, James Franco, it's my
That's your boy.
Jason Segel, all in the same show. Give me a break. It would. I did the Henry voice. I don't know why. It would have been the perfect beans, how Canadian people say it. The perfect 3-season show that I really would love to see where all the characters ended up. I've seen a little bit of that. That was like... That's where, like, Judd Apatow shops. He's like, oh, look, I can just use all these people.
like he put them all in a cart, I guess.
I think that's what he did. He's like, all right, put James Franco in Pineapple Express, Seth Rogen in everything.
Like, I imagine it's the big shopping cart. He just picks them up off the shelf and just puts Seth Rogen in the basket and Jason Segel in the basket. They're all riding around in there.
So, Jan Ringland.
Shrink wrap. We forgot.
No,
me.
Guess not.
So,
are you done?
It's my turn.
Oh.
Stupid. John?
Jan.
John?
That says.
Get it right.
John.
Ringland says, recent shows, Chicago Code. I don't even know what that is.
My dad watches it.
Shut up.
They arrest people in Chicago.
I apologize for Kevin's butchering of your name. Anyway. Oh, Brody God. Taylor Gage says, Megas XLR.
Jazzy Watkins says, Kamen Rider in America, winky face. I feel uncomfortable now.
Charles Chong says, Hibiki!
Hibiki didn't get canceled.
I know, right? It was a retooling. Who liked it? I bet it was Fize Daniel. How many bets? It was Fize Daniel! Yes! Sorry. Take a drink.
So, Edgar Sunbro Quek says, I don't know that many canceled shows, so I'll say Criminal Minds Suspect Behavior because it left off at a cliffhanger, although I probably shouldn't have watched it when I was 11.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but Sunbro wasn't in your name last week, bro.
He's Sunbro.
Sean Stewart says,
Genix!
Super Robot Monkey Team Hyperforce Go. Was I forever pissed? Oh, wait, I don't know. Was I forever pissed when they canceled this show?
I don't know. Were you?
Okay, I don't. That's why I'm like, wait, I read that right. I'm shocked. It was down to the final battle, the living versus the dead. The dead were led by the revived Skeleton King, voiced by Mark Hamill. And ending it like they did just pissed me off. They brought it back for just a TV movie. I would be satisfied. I just want some closure. In case people don't know what the show is about, just imagine PR if they were cyborg monkeys and having a kid leader be voiced by the same guy who does Kevin and Mikey. It was Kevin Levin who did that?
I don't know. I wasn't there.
Even more now.
Also, if Ariel Sal is there, tell him I can relate to being in a small school. I had one hallway in a graduation class of 10 people.
Gosh.
Damn.
All right. William Kish says, Heroes. That show was awesome.
Okay. AJ Went says, Dawson, I know you will like this one. Ringer, because it was so damn good and it never had a proper ending.
Yes, Brofist. Vi's Nexus Accelerator Daniel here, and I work with Kiefer to invade Kuropon together with Sergeant Frog. Kiefer doesn't want anything to do with you. He's busy. Caro. Now my answer. That should have been the first thing out of your mouth. Is this thematic and even Chenix approves? Chenix! That was creepy. Drum roll, please. Insert. No, I don't have one. My answer. Tokume Sentai Go Busters. Zomka's Go Busters just got retooled. Sentai Nation. This show is going to... Why is there hashtags on Facebook? This thing again, ladies and gentlemen. The cartoon have shaped up to be a gem.
Power Dizer.
But never utilized it. Especially when it aired on Jetix, but stopped after season 2. Did I skip where he said a thing?
No.
Okay. Again, Malaysia does not have Jetix, but it just aired in my country via Disney Channel. Same Disney thing. Yes, I talked about Pitch. That should have been first. I really enjoyed the concept of the 5 normal everyday girls. So you can relate to Cornelia, Aylin, that's the abbreviation, which. Cornelia, it's probably Cordelia.
Cornelius.
Look at the stupidest names. Irma? I'm so sorry for you. Travel to another dimension using magic to become witches and fight alongside Caleb with their little goblin friend fight evil. In my opinion, witch should have been as popular as Winx Club. Winx Club is popular.
The fact that Winx Club is still on witches is kind of sad.
Fairies! Fairy godparents! Sorry, that reminded me of that. I had to say that. Because 2 seasons is not enough. Winx Club and witch could blend all those magical girl fanatics like Shuki.
Fuck you, I am not.
So the studio that makes the cartoon should retool the cartoon, ensuring the spirit keeps intact, because...
We got nothing. Some retooling.
Maybe Disney should put the show on Disney XD alongside the time slot for Winx Club on Nick. No, they shouldn't. They would be perfect... They have to do that show with the Muppet or whatever they're doing. That would be perfect for Disney.
Oh, yeah. My God, that fucking show, man.
Wait, is which show is that?
It's like a kid and like his brother's a Muppet or something. I don't fucking know.
What the hell? Actually, but is that any good? Or is it just...
I doubt it.
Okay, well, I don't know. Maybe Jeff made you watch it or something. I don't know.
Did it start?
I don't know, actually. Something about Battle Royale. Kids to enjoy boost Disney XD's ratings. Something about Winx Club and Witches crossover. No Legendary. Legendary used for Autumn and awesome things like the Season of Autumn. Something about Superhero Tyson 2. This answer is entirely too long. Please keep your answers shorter next time and stick to the subject. Thank you.
Eric Beltran says, Teen Tidians, please.
Tidians?
Beetleborg 2, can't forget about them, too.
That's the porn I watch. That's disturbing.
I love the Teen Tidians.
That's what it says. Look at it.
I would have read it as, like, Titians, but Tidians works good, too, Tidians, I suppose.
Fuzzy as shit.
Look, everyone knows where my mind always is, okay?
Brody Taylor Gage says again, also Freakazoid.
That was a fun show.
That was a fun show.
I have it on DVD. Surprise!
Oh, goddammit! Apparently now it's Jimmy Gregg or whatever he sounds like now. The first Ben 10 show that wasn't canceled. It was a fun time. Omniverse confused me when I thought it was on. No, you didn't think it. It is on. and it was going on a long Kid Ben flashback, but it was just Ben 10. What did you just say?
All right, well, next, Nicholas Hernenhoff says, Chuck, just for one more season, just to know, does Sarah get her memory back? I need to know. Also, more John America, Casey, and Michael Carmichael, a.k.a. Morgan Grimes.
Brody Taylor Gage says, again, sorry to keep adding stuff to mine, but Static Shock.
It's convenient Brian keeps getting it, too.
Alex Ryder says, Heroes, except this time the ending will be good. Properly end each character's stories and start fresh. Make it how season one was with a whole new cast of characters, what the show was originally going to do every season. But then we wouldn't get Siler running around being emo forever. And Claire kept cutting her toe off all the seasons. That was fun. And then T-Bag was in season four. And
Jeff Ambrose Tower Prep, because that was the only good live-action show CN had.
And Jeff says, Terra Nova, that was a great show. Wish it had another season. Don't we all? New Thundercats would also be one. Don't know if that one was officially canceled yet or just on hiatus. Yeah, it's gone.
Yeah. Now, I want to point out to this person before Jeff here, notice the phrasing you used, good live-action show Cartoon Network had. I just want to point that out. Come on, bro. Live-action and Cartoon Network should not be mixing at all. I realize they tend to do that from time to time, but that's just silly to me. It's Cartoon Network for
a
reason.
They have to show the Monsters Brigade or whatever they're doing with their lives.
Like, they shouldn't be doing that. That's why it's called the Cartoon Network.
I have to toss a vote over to Terra Nova. Like, that cancellation honestly pissed me off pretty hard.
They blew their load all in the first season and couldn't handle it anymore.
I hate to just copy Jeff's answer completely, but Thundercats kind of ticked me off, too, because it in the middle there, it was kind of getting kind of boring. But toward the end, it picked up a lot, and then it got canned. So.
When Pumaira was a bitch...
Yeah.
Like and then he's like, join with us, we'll do it together. Apparently not.
Together we can fight the fight, so let's ride.
Together we can fight the fight, so let's ride. I kind of would like to see more Ryder in America, just because I did like Dragonite a lot.
Yeah.
I actually would have liked if they would have been able to do a season two. And only because... And one thing about it, though, was that, and we talked about this in the RR on RR, is they used so much of their own footage, Saban sucks, that, they did it and on, like, no budget. So I don't understand with Saban. Like, here are these guys who are doing a similar thing. They're taking a Japanese show and adapting it, and yet most of their program was their own unique footage.
They won an Emmy.
And then here's Saban going, that's too expensive. Cancel the Beetleborgs.
But didn't Dragonite have, like, an awful budget, too?
They had a third of what Power Rangers has.
Exactly. So, Saban, you have no...
A third of Power Rangers' budget, a third of Power Rangers' time.
But they had Lunsford. That's all that really counts.
He is a celebrity.
Matt Mullins. Doesn't count. It was all Lunsford.
Matt Mullins better show up to Morphicon 3 and not break our hearts again.
That was honestly my most heartbreaking moment.
Matt Mullins isn't going to be at Morphicon 3. That was like the best reaction of all time.
You have no idea how upset I was about that. Like, I was genuinely hurt that he wasn't there. In fact, I actually think I did get more upset when he canceled than when JDF canceled.
Yeah, I didn't really care too much about JDF canceling because I met him already, so I'm like...
I haven't met him. I mean, I'm going to when I go to Wizard World New Orleans, but...
He's going to Wizard World. He's going to meet Alex Rousseau and Justin.
But, yeah, I mean, I was like, no, Matt Mullins is canceled? No. Why am I going to Morphicon now? I don't care about most of the rest of these guys. Then I met Rick Medina. Mick Medina.
He ret Mick. Oh, Mickey.
I mean, they didn't have, you know, other random cast members who haven't been seen and heard from in ages. You know, that's why we have to find them. Please, someone find these cast members. Find them. Stalk them. Do whatever you have to do. Find them. Because we need the Lightspeed cast. LOL.
We need them. I just beat Fisherman. after intermission of epic shopping and reading. Let me close it again. So for my answer, I'll give two just because people are giving two. A cartoon one, I would say Symbionic Titan because that show was awesome. And then for like live action, nobody knows this one, but Journeyman, because they need a proper closure. More than anything,
I've heard of Journeyman. I never watched it.
I mean, if they did bring it back, then Dr. Owen Hunt would no longer be at Seattle Grace Mercy West, but what are you going to do? I mean, he's got to leave Christina anyway because she doesn't have a nose. So, I mean, she's busy mentoring under Mr. Feeney.
I don't know what's happening.
Mr. Feeney's on Grey's Anatomy.
What?
Mr. Feeney's on Grey's Anatomy.
What? I don't know what to do with this information. I feel like there's something I'm supposed to be doing with this information, and I don't know what to do with it.
Like your answer.
Yeah, I don't know a lot of shows that have been canceled. All of the shows that I watch usually don't get canceled because I'm just awesome that way.
You just pick Firefly.
Well, yeah, Firefly. But actually, no, I was upset. Actually, when all of my Stargate shows got canceled because they were really good, and like Stargate Universe only ran for two seasons. Sure, I had no idea what was going on half the time because they talked in really big language, and I was like, I don't know what that even means, but it sounds cool. Like, it's one of those. There's a lot of these, like, they show they go all like high intelligent super physics and shit. And I'm like, I don't know what this means. What the hell are you talking about? But it sounds good. Let's do that. And also, and you know, I know I'm gonna say something that is, you know, Dawson's blind hatred will arise. But
Star Trek
Enterprise, like,
damn, Trekkies are everywhere.
There you go. A lot of people like don't like that one. Like, I know one of my friends. All I had to, no, the dude I used to work with, all I had to tell him was that that one had a theme song, and he was like, "Nope, can't do it." Like, because they all had like instrumental themes, and they gave Enterprise a theme song, and then he just couldn't handle it. I'm like, "Come on now, that's just stupid."
It was so song he couldn't even handle it.
Like, and like, they don't like it because like it's set before Shatner's Star Trek, and they're like, "Oh, it's not as good, and Scott Bakula sucks." I'm like, "But he's Chuck's dad.
He is Orion."
And well, my thing is like it's supposed to be that way because it's like their first journey into outer space, so they don't know what they're doing. Like, it's kind of like when people criticize Fize's actor for the way he was acting, even though that's the way the character is, or when they criticize, like Takeru, and they're like, "Oh, look, he sucks as an actor." And you're like, that's the character. That's how it's supposed to be played, you idiots. Like, it's just kind of annoying. And it was really good, and they'd set it up for another season, and they were going to have Jeffrey Combs come in and be an actual regular character, who none of you know who that is, but he was...
I know. He does a voice. I know who Jeffrey Combs is. He's Ratchet.
Yeah, he's
in Prime.
He's also other things. He's in Justice League Unlimited as the Question. I know Aerosol will know who that is because, like, the Question's like this conspiracy theorist nut, I guess, hero or whatever. But he had like multiple roles on Deep Space Nine. He was really good at it and like, doing all these different aliens and stuff and. They were going to bring him in as a regular, and they didn't get to. And like it had so much potential, and they didn't get to do it because I don't know. I don't know. The show didn't even use the Star Trek label the first two seasons for whatever reason, and then decided to add Star Trek into the name, and then they finally, I don't know. It sucks because it was on the UPN, and I think that was part of its problem because. Who here has ever watched UPN? No one.
Me? When they put Digimon Frontier on at 4 a.m.
Yeah, mine was like right after my middle school. Like, it was annoying because if I had to stay behind for like a club or something, I always miss it.
But I had to fight for the future to save the digital world, so.
Yeah, it's one of those things where they go, look, the ratings suck. I'm like, you're on UPN. Nobody watches that network. You can't expect them to have good ratings on a channel no one watches. I didn't even know what channel UPN was half the time. I was like, what the fuck's UPN? Like, what? I don't know.
UPN rant.
Yeah, UPN sucks. That's how I roll. I mean, you know, that channel most of the time was like Sister and Moesha. Well, it was
Thunderbolt. Okay.
So, yeah, there are a bunch of good shows that were canceled. At least Firefly got to do the movie Serenity. Sure, Steve the Pirate got killed at the end, but it's all good.
Poor Steve.
Well, you wouldn't know because you haven't seen Dodgeball, but
nope.
He was Steve the Pirate in Dodgeball, and he was in Firefly.
I just realized I don't have a Firestone or a Thunder. Oh, I have a Thunderstone. I just lied to myself. Oh, I do have a Firestone. Damn it.
Oh, I'm there's like one of those the last Silver Star.
I'm one of those commenters that doesn't watch the whole video before commenting. I didn't remember picking them up, okay? Check out my Aloha Mola. Whoa, put that away, bro.
What, your Aloha Mola?
His Mola. Mola? What are we talking about?
I don't know. I think.
Is it time for?
I think it is. It's time for final thingies. I have a thingy and it's not final.
Of course you do. Of course.
It's the same thingy I keep having every episode. It sits out and I play with it during the podcast.
No? No final things or anything?
I don't know. Not Brian really. Actually has.
I mean. Twitter
Brian always has final things.
The podcast and next week's Facebook. Not next week, but the
2 weeks from now.
In the future. The next Facebook bi-weekly question thing, and I don't know. I got nothing.
We'll have more shows to talk about next week and hopefully less insulting things.
If you don't remember what I said about the iTunes feed, rewind back to the beginning of this podcast and listen
Reverse love.
Hello and welcome to...
I hate you, you
talk. No one even messed him up. He just started laughing.
Hello and welcome to our season...
Talk,
Hello and welcome to our season 3 episode... Hello and welcome...
episode 3.
Episode 12.
Did you want to mention that D-Art's Mewtwo?
I just said before we move on to the next story, let's
I didn't
talk
know it was the next
figure.
Story, I'm sorry.
Spoilers! Damn it!
What will...
This is what Riversong talked about.
I'm sorry. She confuses the hell out of me, okay? She's got a little notebook, and she's there, and she says, hello, sweetie, and then she just disappears randomly. And is like, did we do this yet? And he's like, what the hell are you talking about? She's like, did we do this yet? He's like, I don't know. Who are you, crazy lady?
Did you find out that your companion's my mom? No. Forget that.
I didn't just say that out loud. Shh.
Hello, Dad. Spoiler. Did you just call Rory Dad? No. I called him lad. I said, hello, lad.
I clearly heard a D sound. Nope.
Huh.
Now we can go to the future, because something's got to be done about our kids.
Our kids, Marty. It's all about your kids.
Did we become assholes or something? Yes, Marty. We're going to go to the future to stop you from becoming an asshole.
I'm going to stop you from getting Parkinson's. Oh, okay. Too much? Okay. Clearly that was inappropriate.
We're going to go back to the past and stop.
Hold on, Ami Ami.
Oh, what's that?
Shit.
Brian, decide your life!
Brian, help! I can't even get Tommy Ami that fast.
You just want the link? I got
it's sold out!
I don't think it went up yet. Calm the fuck down.
I didn't know that! You didn't give me a full report!
Why was there no 500-word essay on my desk, Brian?
Why isn't the WAP figure up yet?
Why was I not notified that it was going up today?
Son of a bitch!
I wouldn't have known if it wasn't for Twitter.
Why is Brian a WAP? That's what I want to know.
What did I just open Microsoft Word?
What I want to know is why does Dawson want the WAP? I don't...
I buy the first one every year. And it lights up. Shushing.
It may or may not be sold out. I don't know.
This is the update time.
I mean, he has Mega Watch action.
We're not past it. I mean, it's not like it's...
Oh, there we go.
I'm scared. This better be recording to go on the podcast. I'm scared.
What's my password? Oh, yeah.
My password, Jesus Juice. Okay.
People can try to use that.
They don't know my email address.
Leave us. We are waiting for you.
Continue with purchase. Well, next I will agree to that. I agree for you place order. I have got it for you. And by you, I mean me. I have the toy. I got the figure.
That was the most exciting epic shopping we've had just because it was like a kamikaze attack. Gotenks was like, Super Ghost kamikaze attack!
It was there for me. I did not know what to do. Oh my god. I don't remember what I was going... I was actually on Tamashii. I don't even know why. I went to Tamashii. I don't remember what I was doing there.
You're just there.
Like, I was going with a purpose. Unfortunately, I don't know what the purpose is anymore.
Yep. So,
No, look, they added all their new exclusives to the figure arts thing on their actual page. So now the Sachiku and Ryuga are there. That's cool.
Right. So,
Reva.
What was the question? Oh.
It's canceled show.